If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
I'm a black American. I'm proud to be a black American. I am proud of my race. I am proud of who I am. I have a lot of pride in who I am and dignity.
Why did the convict have to be a black guy? It is such a stereotype.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to TyraShow.com. Okay, when Heather Mills was here, I talked about this little bathroom thing that I thought might have been too gross for on air, even though I know I'm gross a lot. So let me explain to you. When you go to the bathroom, I know a lot of us don't really want to, like, sit on the toilet in public, so we squat, right? So you pull your panties down, right? And then, like, you squat. But, like, imagine this is, like, the toilet seat. Your panty is, like, touching the toilet seat, all right? So what I have learned to do is, like, you gotta pull your panties forward and then pee. Because you think, oh, I'm not touching anything. Girl, your panties are rubbing all over that toilet seat.
Whore!
Don't mention that whore to me.
You're a whore! A filthy, filthy whore!
Whore!
And now,
why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Our feature presentation.
Gotta love Tyra.
I do.
Not that way. The other way.
I was being...
love to hate that
sarcastic.
Way.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's pretty to look at and entertaining to listen to.
Well,
no.
In an ironic way, I suppose.
That's not entertaining? Are you kidding me?
I mean, it's entertaining in a cringe, dear God, I wish I hadn't heard that way.
It's the most hilarious thing on television these days is her show.
But she means it to be real. That's my favorite part. I mean,
and a lot of people think it is real.
She felt at that moment, you could tell the pride was welling up within her, and she was letting her people know the secret that nobody else knew, and she was all proud of that. Ugh. Ugh. Ugh.
I was just thinking that toilet seats in office buildings get cleaned every day.
Yeah.
This is more than I can say for my toilet seat at home. They're probably cleaner.
Ooh. Really?
The toilet's here? You don't clean your toilet every day, right? At home?
No, nobody does. But you have, but you know who's using it, though. You know who's using your toilet seat at home.
It's my germs. Yeah, I suppose that's true.
I would think.
Although Lisa may not know who's using her toilet seat every day.
No idea.
There are a string of men who come through.
It's like a deli. You take a number when you walk into the building. Just light up.
So that's her bathroom does double as a waiting room for guys.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. It's not a big house.
Right. Morning, everybody. It's Kevin Abicho. It's 5:32. It's Wednesday, the 11th of, I forget. Do you like it in,
do you like my body?
Was that it?
That was one of them, right?
Yesterday I suggested, do you like cream in your coffee is
right.
What I suggested.
There was
maybe
that.
Something that would be innocuous enough that we could at least claim in court that we were talking about putting cream in your coffee.
Yeah. I like it. All right. So, good morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday, the 11th of Do You Like Cream in Your Coffee?
Ooh.
Ooh. Not sure that's working, but
I like the ending.
It's too hot to live, though, guys. They need to stop with that.
Who's they? What are you talking about?
The Pacific Northwest.
Al Gore, whoever it is who's involved in making it so hot. I mean, yesterday was the day, maybe it was the day before, that every point in the continental United States was over 90 degrees.
Seriously?
I mean, that's just crazy weather. Places that have never seen that kind of heat are seeing that kind of heat.
Wow,
now,
I thought it was just where you live.
No, it's everywhere.
I'd like to suggest, and I don't want to be the first one to bring this up, but it is, I don't know, mid-July.
I know.
Right in the center of summer.
Right. I understand that. I understand it's warm this time of year. It always is. But doesn't it seem crazy hot? I mean, when Las Vegas is getting to 116, 117, that's hot for Vegas. When Death Valley is getting to be 127, that's hot for Death Valley. I mean, there are places, you know, that are setting records every day right now. This is just a brutally hot and dry and the, you know, 300,000-acre fire going on in Utah right now. I mean, it's partly because it's been so dry.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just crazy right now.
We can afford to jettison Utah, though, can't we?
Well, I don't know if the solution is burning it to the ground, but I'm just saying.
Burn that motor
I'm just
down.
Saying, what are they helping us with, really?
I'm just saying it's too damn hot.
What does Utah do for us is my point.
Give us Mitt Romney to not vote for.
Let it burn.
All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
97 at my house today, by the way.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, good times. I mean, that is hot.
When I first met Bean, he had moved out to Phoenix, Arizona from Washington, D.C., I believe.
Okay.
That's right. Well, San Francisco,
okay. There's no possible way it could be hot enough for him.
Yeah.
He loved the fact
what?
That it was way hot, and he wanted it to be way hot every day.
Our Bean?
Yes.
What
yeah,
happened
but I was
to
young
Bean?
Then. And it would I be was like, young then.
And it would be like 101 at you know midnight, and Bean would be like, not hot enough. Needs to be hotter.
And he didn't own a TV.
Didn't own a TV, right?
Oh, I know. He didn't have the layers of fat yet.
That's true.
That have insulated him. Because now, it can't be cool enough.
Now it's,
he comes
yeah,
in
true.
Here and he turns the air conditioning down until we're all like wrapping ourselves in blankets.
I am like a polar bear where it needs to be like 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true. You're right about that. I do have the polar bear physique.
He hibernates every day right after
exactly.
the show.
Well, I'm just saying it's nonsense is what I'm saying. I'm just saying 97 is just nonsense. That's well, all. I'm done with it.
I don't know how you – A, weather can be nonsense, and B, it doesn't it really
is.
Matter if you're done with it.
I'm just saying.
Where are you going to go,
you
going to
write a
way?
Strongly worded letter? To-
as a matter of fact – thank you, Kevin. Cal. I will. Who has the address for the Sun? I'm going to write to that bastard. Hey, stop it. Stop it with all the heat.
So. All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we? First, Lisa, tell us about the story that you heard on the way in, because this cracks me up.
Fisher-Price has some sort of little toy for kids. It's a piano with keys, and when you play the keys, I think it's supposed to play songs, but now it says Rape Me and F Me.
Oh, my God.
There's a voice
there's
saying
a voice.
That?
They played a clip on it on the news this morning, and Rape Me.
I'm going to need that
And
one.
There's about 30 complaints so far, so I don't know if it's all of the little pianos, but they say...
Here's my favorite part, because this is the moment where everybody is defined. Something goes terribly wrong, how do you deal with it?
Right.
Got 30 complaints.
By the way, when they got their first complaint, they told the person that they could send it back to them at their own expense. That was their initial response.
That's
they have now changed their tune on
strike
that.
One.
Strike
okay.
one. It's not anybody that went in and did anything to the piano. It's just a computer glitch.
Impossible.
Yes, of course.
Yay! It's a random computer glitch.
That says
that
things
says
like
F
rate me.
Me
and F me.
Random. It just happens sometimes. You know,
this
you
is
put
the
out
way they go together.
You put out enough kiddie pianos, and that stuff's going to come out. You know, just
sure. It's like a monkey throwing a dart.
Right. Exactly.
But there are. But that's we get these said. Stories at least once a year where some kid's toy says something inappropriate. You
right.
know, there's a guy in a factory in Singapore who's just tired of making another 1,000 toy pianos today. And he's figured out a way to screw with people.
Of course. But
they'll never track it back to him.
They can't say that. They have to say it's a random computer glitch.
Yeah. And clearly.
Could happen to any company at any time. I mean,
sure.
It's just random.
Yay, Fisher-Price.
My first response was the exact same as Psycho Mike's, which is impossible. Why would you even say that? We're not that dumb. No one's that dumb.
No.
Yeah.
But good on them for trying to pull that one off. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
I don't know if you've been following the mayor's.
Oh, yes.
Love life. But he apparently has been having an affair with a Mexican TV anchor. And
who's not that hot, by the way.
Well,
don't you agree, Mike? I mean, if you're gonna cheat and be the mayor and get thrown out of the mayor's mansion, there are plenty of hot chicks at Telemundo. You don't end up with this one, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I think she maybe used to be hot. I don't know.
But, yeah, Bean's exactly right. As far as, like, the Telemundo food chain goes,
yeah.
She's way down on it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no question about that.
I mean, she's okay. I mean, she's fine. But you don't risk your marriage for that kind of
strange.
This
is our protest. She's not hot enough.
Yes, she's not hot
enough. She's not hot enough.
You know, the first thing that came into my mind was I remember being in high school and thinking the same thing with Bill Clinton. The first thing that went through my head was, if I'm Bill Clinton, come on.
You're not settling for Monica.
Like Jennifer Flowers and Monica and all these girls, they're beasts. Like, I would – I mean, Mayor Villaraigosa is a relatively attractive guy, and he's the mayor.
Yeah.
And he's a Hispanic icon. He could probably pull some pretty hot trim.
He probably is, by the way.
Yeah, this that's a good point.
Well, that's true.
Is
he
a
could
good
be
point.
Cheating on her. That's true.
This
that's
is,
a good point.
Yeah, he's cheating on his wife with his girlfriend and on his girlfriend with another
it's
chick.
Quite possible.
So anyway, we're going to talk about that today. Also today, we're going to tell you about Shaq's weight loss TV show.
I saw about 15 minutes of it last night I saw after the All-Star
O'Donnell's
game.
Weight loss TV show. That guy's fat.
Yeah,
he looks like he's in decent shape now, though.
Yeah.
Whenever they film the show.
But doesn't he always, like, go up in weight significantly?
It seems like he always shows up to camp when they start training overweight.
Yeah.
And out of shape.
Funny choice.
So I watched that show, and we're going to have some highlights of that. And his doctor I want to punch.
Oh, really?
In the face. Yeah. He's okay. Just way annoying. Shaq's doctor and mm-hmm. his former high school coach, I think. And some guy that looks like Mr. T. They're all yelling at fat kids. That's the show.
That seems sad.
Yeah. And there's one pathetic little kind of retard. And they only have like six of them that are going through this thing. And I thought his name was Kevin for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out it's not. It was Walter. Kevin's another guy.
Okay.
But there's some really, really funny stuff where they're talking to these. And I mean, these are not kids that could drop 20 pounds. You know, these are kids that could drop a body and still be okay.
Wow. How old are they?
It looks like they're young, like they're 15, 16, 17.
Oh, that's
sad. I don't
know. Okay.
Maybe in 13, 14, 15. I don't know. But yeah, it is sad. And one guy wouldn't allow his son to be in this fat camp.
Why?
He forbid it. So Shaq and Doctor, his personal doctor, went over to his house to talk to him. He mm-hmm. threw out the doctor. Shaq sat down with him and finally talked him in to letting the kid be in fat camp.
That's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine if the dad is thinking, yes, my kid is perfectly the right size. 389. That's what I want my kid to be.
Oh.
I don't understand that. So then they go into a school system. They try and get the school system to do it. And then the person who let him in gets fired.
Oh, my gosh.
So they have an interim, you know, principal. And so then they kick him out of the school. It's the strangest show ever. We're going to talk to Harvey Levin today on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good.
Love talking to him. That's always good. We got to talk about the fact that Dave the King of Mexico is stealing Psycho Mike's wife. Right out from under him.
Yeah.
Yep. This is how awesome Dave is, by the way, and this is what a player he is that he's not running around behind Mike's back. He's flaunting it.
Right
he's in
face.
Front of Mike's face. He's saying, you see what I'm doing right now? Your wife is falling very deeply in love with me in front of you, and there's nothing you can do about it because that's how powerful I am. You got to give Dave big ups for that.
It really well,
– I agree. He's not sneaking around.
He's not. That to guys, I think, at least in my mind, is the ultimate pull.
Mm-hmm.
If you can – get a woman away from another guy that they're with, they're together, then you got a little something going on.
Yeah. It's kind of like
Dave.
I was thinking about this during the All-Star game. It's kind of like, you know, guy's on first, and he basically says to the pitcher, I am going to steal a base on you. And the pitcher is doing everything he can to make sure, with advanced knowledge, that that base cannot be stolen. And he still steals the base.
Yeah.
It's really just mocking. It's not only, it's taking advantage of.
But this is a guy. But this is Dave.
I know.
That's what's so awesome about it.
So conflicted.
And maybe that's Dave's secret weapon, because I'm going to tell you something else about Dave. You know, on the surface of it, he looks like a 30-year-old guy working for minimum wage answering phones at a radio station 15 years in. Okay? The thumbnail description.
Sure.
And most of us guys will go, well, he's a loser. Every woman I know loves Dave.
Including your
All
wife.
Of them.
Including your wife.
Including my wife. Are you kidding? My wife would throw me over for Dave in a heartbeat.
What's his secret?
I don't know. He's got
today.
He's got something. We can ask Jenny, I guess. Yeah, she'll know.
Gotta find out today. That's
you know
weird.
He comes off as not threatening.
That's probably what
that's
it is.
The thing.
Yeah,
he's almost like your gay friend, but he's not gay. But he lulls you into thinking he's not threatening.
He lulls
you to sleep.
No, he's stealth. You're right, because he doesn't come across as a player, and by doing that, he wedges himself into a woman.
Mm-hmm. Although never
not
into
that we can
a
say
woman.
That. No. Yeah. Also, today we're going to tell you about our new video that we got up krock.com. You're going to love it.
I haven't seen this yet.
Especially if you're in Glendale.
You haven't seen it?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
The new one from Lightning Scorsese has been released?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay. Good times. I don't know if you heard the Michael Jackson story Ralph did yesterday, ordering kids' food at a hotel. That scares everyone.
Yes.
And we got Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder tickets, and we're going to give those to you just after 6 o'clock, so about a half hour from now.
Okay.
So stick around for that. We got that coming up, and Ralph is next with the showbiz.
So we're going to be talking to dudes then after 6 o'clock who want to join us on the K-Rock Booty Cruise 3. Is that the plan right now?
If we have to. I believe that's true, yes. 1-800-520-1067. The party is this Friday
dudes.
Night. What?
Dudes.
I know.
We need
you don't
to.
Want any guys to no, come on the boat? Is that what you're
we
suggesting,
really don't,
Lisa?
We do.
We really don't.
Come on.
Because what are the women going to do if there's no dudes
guys.
Around?
What, I'm sorry.
What are the girls going to do if there's no dudes around?
Go home with Dave.
Yeah.
Home with each other.
Thank you, Kevin, for picking up on it.
I like that.
They will turn to each other for affection because they'll be lost at sea with no men around.
You know, It's not prison 20 to life, Ralph. It's like 2 hours on a boat. I don't think you go lesbian if there's no dude around for 2 hours.
I'm complaining about the heat and leave my fantasies alone.
Okay. All right. So here's the deal. If you're 21, single, and available Friday night and want to come with us on the K-Rock Booty Cruise 3, and you are a dude, we are looking for you right now at 1-800-520-1067. I guess they have lined up the lovely Jory, if we want to believe that's her name, and she is going to be our female judge. She's a K-Rock Street Team member who's already been selected to join us on the boat. She's going to help us pick some guys. So that'll be coming up right now. Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday. It's 5:53. Good morning, Ralph.
Nicole Richie's trial is set for today, facing DUI charges after an arrest last December when cops noticed she was going, the wrong way on the 134.
Wasn't she in a carpool lane or something? Yes. Going the wrong direction.
Yeah. You know how the right side of the freeway goes one way and the left goes the opposite?
Normally,
yeah. She was doing just the opposite of that. Apparently, the secret weapon in the defense... They're going to claim that the breathalyzer, the drug test they gave her when they pulled her over, was faulty. That's what it is. Oh. She was completely sober driving the wrong way on the 134. How does that help your case? That just makes you an effing moron.
That's a good point.
Because if you're not drunk when you're doing that, you are an idiot.
Yeah. You should be put to death. You're a menace to society just naturally. If you're loaded, I can understand it. It's almost an excuse.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess she'll be flying back into town today because originally she had taken off because her lawyers had asked for a continuance till August the 5th to set this trial into motion. And the judge said, oh, no, we're going to take care of this right away.
How about that?
So we'll see what happens today.
And she and her boyfriend, they went to Canada or something, right? I mean, she's out of the country.
Yeah, she went on vacation with Joel Madden and assuming everything would be fine. And then the court... denied their motion for the continuance, and now she's got to come back. I'm a reckoning.
She won't go to jail, though. I mean, this is not a Paris situation. This is just a DUI. It's not a probation violation.
Yeah. If she's convicted, her minimum sentence would be 5 days.
Wow.
So if they give her the minimum, odds are she'd show up, they rubber stamp her, and boom, she's out in the street again. Because 5 days, they don't really make you serve anymore down there in county. They're pretty busy down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, of course, Nicole's pregnant.
Right.
That's what we hear.
And In Touch Weekly magazine says she's getting ready to marry the baby daddy, Good Charlotte lead singer Joel Madden.
Oh.
Poor dude. Like, his life's not bad enough being in Good Charlotte.
I know. Well, at least it'll up his street cred, marrying Nicole Richie. Then we'll all take him seriously.
You understand his father, forget Nicole Richie, his father-in-law is Lionel Richie.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's a little weird for anyone, really.
Might as well just marry, one of Barry Manilow's kids. Oh, wait a minute. Barry doesn't have any children. I wonder why.
That you know about. Man. He's got kids all over this country.
Yeah, sure.
Other weird relationships. P. Diddy and his longtime girlfriend, Kim Porter, have officially separated. I guess he's had all the babies he wants to put in her.
Huh.
I guess he's fed up with that. Meanwhile, rumor is that P. Diddy is seeing Sienna Miller.
Oh.
Which I just hope is not the case.
Why?
Because she's just...
She is diabolical.
She was on Letterman last night.
Yes.
And she is above gorgeous and beyond adorable. Her personality is so huge and bubbly and spectacular that you can't help but fall in love with her. Letterman was just smitten. You could tell he was just out of his head about her. And she's just, she's got so much going on for her. She's so talented and she's got so much going on. I don't want to see her with P. Diddy.
Letterman can't really hide it when he's...
No, he was like kissing her hand and everything. Just could not stop just drooling all over her.
You don't know damn well that Lindsay Lohan and Jessica Simpson was not using no proactive. So Diddy wore proactive.
Yep.
Now, y'all into skincare products. Now y'all think it's official. Well, I got a secret. I was up on proactive for 7 years.
Easy,
that's why I got silky smooth cocoa butter skin.
Yeah. See, I don't want Sienna sitting with him at dinner.
That's true.
Oh, P. Diddy, that's a fascinating story. Could you tell me more?
I ain't that proactive 7 years.
Like Petey Green. Britney Spears. Thank you, Psycho Mike. Britney Spears continuing her quest to capture the Mother of the Year title.
Now what?
London Sun has photos of her in their newspaper on her way to church service last Sunday with her new mystery man, whoever that dude is. In the photos, you can clearly see her 10-month-old son, Jaden, carrying Mama's cigarettes for her.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did he light one, too?
Yeah. He lit up. And
Britney Spears. What about her?
Jeez.
She's using her son as a carry-all for her smokes.
Somebody's got to carry him.
That's true. Maybe she didn't have any pockets.
She doesn't have to pay the kid, right?
That's true. He wasn't smoking them. He was just carrying them.
That we know.
What's the point of having a kid if they can't carry crap for you?
Carry your seat.
Britney Spears. What about her?
Yeah. That's a hell of a question, Larry.
Speaking of Larry King, Paris Hilton swore up and down to Larry that she'd never done drugs.
Yeah.
Sure did.
But last weekend, here in Los Angeles, according to the New York Post, Paris was in a club, took a giant hit off a joint, and then exhaled it right into another nightclubber's face, much to the person's chagrin because they didn't want a face full of smoke. I don't know, was that or her face was so close that she didn't like, Paris Hilton's face that close to her. But her people have no response to the story. But, yeah, people claiming they see Paris smoke out all the time.
Have you ever been addicted to drugs?
No.
Taken drugs?
No.
Never taken drugs?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever smoked any herb?
Maybe you should have phrased it differently.
Well, that's the key right there is in Paris's mind, pot isn't a drug. I mean, clearly that's what she believes because she's half the videos on YouTube are her smoking dope, for God's sake. Yep.
Is that the Bill Clinton defense?
Yeah, but how many of us believe that it's only been pot her whole life? Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not even admitting to that, though, or doesn't understand the question, yeah.
Meanwhile, in the world of other stupid blondes that I hate, Ashley Simpson. She's got a new boyfriend, Pete Wentz.
Oh!
You know, lead singer for FOB, as the kids call him.
Oh, FOB.
Yeah. Apparently, it's the real deal. Star Magazine reports that Pete got an A tattooed on the inside of his finger to show his love for Ashley.
Oh, yes. No.
Yeah. Wonder which finger it was.
Hey, bud. I just got the new Fall Out Boy song on my VCast phone. It gets me pumped.
I like that he's not going to commit to the S-H-L-E-Y, just the A.
Yeah.
That's it. And it could be anything then when they break up.
It's true. It's a finger. Again, Pete Wentz, his street cred going up off the charts with the Ashley Simpson romance.
Sure.
Britney Spears. What about her?
And we got this to look forward to. Jesse Metcalf, who many of you may remember as the hunky gardener on Desperate Housewives. He's also the star of John Tucker Must Die last year. He's decided to give up on his acting and work on his music instead.
Oh, good.
Oh, excellent. No.
This always goes well.
Yes.
He's decided it's time to put aside acting and go to his true love, which is music. I sing and play guitar, he said. He's finding time to work on a solo album, and he's trying to find a producer for the tracks that he's been working on before he can release his CD. So we can get the Jesse Metcalf experience.
Can't wait.
Looking forward to it.
You know, last night during the All-Star Baseball game, Ralph, they had a profile in the pregame on James Denton. Is that his name, who plays the hunky guy on Desperate Housewives with the other hunky guy?
Yes, I believe it is. He plays the plumber, Mike the Plumber.
The plumber, right.
Yeah.
He owns a minor league baseball team.
What?
Yeah, in real life. I mean, he's the guy who owns it, just like Nick Lachey is a part owner of a team as well. I don't know why that's the hot, trendy thing, is to own a minor league baseball team, but I guess so many people get a little money and think, hey, I want to own a sports franchise, and that's probably all they can afford. But I didn't know about that until yesterday.
Well, I think a lot of those guys, especially when you're working on a hour-long drama on television, the hours are brutal. It can be like 16, 17-hour days.
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need a way to sleep, to relax. And so this way, if you own your own baseball team, you can watch baseball and just nod off for like three or four hours while you're sitting there. It's just the best sleeping pill there is.
That that Denton dude, he played in that Hollywood celebrity Dodger game, and he's got game. Like, I could see him being a big baseball guy because he was really good. Like, you could tell
was a player in college. Maybe that's where his love for the game started.
Would you say he was as good as you?
That's impossible. Yeah. But he's good. He tried.
Yeah.
He tried.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Lil' Kim is 32 years old today. I wonder if she'll be showing a nipple on this to celebrate her birthday.
I'm just going to guess here, but yes.
Michael Rosenbaum, who plays Lex Luthor over there on Smallville, he is 35 years old today. Greg Grunberg, our pal from Alias and also from Heroes, 41 years old today. Scott Schreiner, bassist for Weezer, turns 42. Lisa Rinna from Melrose Place and from Dancing with the Stars. Did you see her on Entourage last week?
Holy smokes!
Yeah.
Say what you want about Lisa Rinna. At 44 years old, her body would make a 25-year-old girl weep with envy. She's nuts in that bikini, in that hot tub scene. And her girlfriend.
Wow.
She was, you didn't see the episode. Her girlfriend even hotter.
She was even hotter. Yeah, she really had it going on. All the water was displaced out of the hot tub when she got in. Richie Zambora from Bon Jovi is 48 years old today. Cela Ward, talking about another hottie. She, of course, Greg House's ex-girlfriend from House last season. She's 51 years old today. 51? Damn.
Really?
She looks great at 51.
Yeah, she does.
And Bruce McGill, one of my favorite character actors. You may remember him as Daniel D-Day Day from Animal House, but he's been in a bunch of other projects, and he's always good. He's 57 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So there's a guy who thinks that you should be able to go 200 miles an hour in the left lane. We're going to be talking to him in about a half an hour here on the World Famous K-Rock.
I'm down with that, sister.
Also, what's up with our mayor? He's awesome. We'll talk about that story coming up in a few minutes. First, though, Friday night, big night, first singles party of 2007 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. You know, we love to put the kids together, even if it's only for 15 minutes at a time. It's the best 15 minutes you spend. We're talking about Kevin and Bean's Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder.
In the summer of sequels, there is only one sequel that can save your love life. And more importantly, get you drunk. And even more importantly, get you laid. The Kevin and Bean Show presents Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder.
And we are looking for guys. We have a female judge now. Let's say good morning to, is your name Jory?
Yeah, that's me.
Jory.
What's the story behind Jory? Where'd that name come from? Your parents were celebrities and they had to name you something crazy?
That would be cool, huh?
How did they get it?
My grandma's name is Jerry, J-E-R-R-I.
That's a name.
So they just switched it, and bam, here I am.
Okay, so they made up names. Right, Jory, what's your situation? I know you're a K-Rock Street Team member, so you were able to apply early, and you got selected. What is it about you that we ought to know?
I don't know. I've been single for, I guess, like 8 or 9 months now. I live in California from Texas, and I was kind of only in one relationship. And then I've been single now, so I'm really enjoying it. And I'm just ready. I've always wanted to go on one of your guys' cruises, so.
The form that you filled out, you said if you could be shipwrecked with one celebrity, who would it be?
Jessica Alba, of course.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there.
We have so much in common, Jory.
Jessica Alba. Very nice.
We're gonna hook you up with some guys here on the phone, and then it's up to you to decide whether you may want to be hooked up with them on the boat on Friday night. Of course, we're going to be in Long Beach Harbor on Friday night with a big after party afterwards. It's going to be a great evening, and we're gonna talk to as many guys as we have time for, and you can let as many of them in as you like. If you dig them all, say yeah. And if you don't like them or you think they're bad news for other women who might be on the trip Friday night, go ahead and say no. So you ready to meet some guys?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
All right. Let's start with Scott in Anaheim. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thank you. I see that you're 27. You live in Anaheim. You love to scuba dive.
Scuba dive, snowboarding, off-roading, going out with the buddies. I ride a street bike. I go out every weekend going on rides with the guys up the coast.
What do you do for a living?
I'm an electrical service engineer.
Electrical service engineer.
That sounds almost like a made-up job.
It is, yeah.
I can't imagine what's involved in being in servicing electrical.
Well, your lights turned on last night, so that's pretty much what works.
Wow, we owe you, man.
Okay, well, thank you for that. Jory, any questions for our man, Scott?
I guess if we could go on a date, where would you want to go?
Somewhere along the coast to enjoy a beautiful sunset and have a nice dinner while enjoying the beautiful views, along with you on the other side of the table there, of course.
Of course.
What a kiss up. What do you think, Jory?
Yeah, no kidding.
He sounds like he's pretty active. I like that.
Yeah. So thumbs up?
Yeah, I guess you can go.
Okay, fantastic. Bring another single male, please, so we can kind of keep things even. Let's go to Zeno. We got Jory and we got Zeno on the phone. Hello, Zeno.
Hey, what's up, Kevin Bean, party people?
Are these singles contestants, Kevin? Or are they Transformers? What the hell's going on with these names today? Zeno, what's your story besides the unfortunate news that you live in Riverside? Other than that, what do we need to know about you?
I'm a heavy equipment operator. I train in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu to stay fit. I like riding dirt bikes. I hit the clubs on the weekends, party. I have old school hot rod. I like cruising, hitting the beach.
And you're the leader of the Scientology movement, if I'm not mistaken, right? Zeno?
I guess so.
What is Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu? Is that difficult to learn?
Yeah, it's martial arts, like UFC-style fighting,
right.
MMA.
Okay. All right.
All right. Jory, he mentioned the hot rod racing. You've got a little experience with racing, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I like things that go fast.
She had to fill out a form, and we asked her where the strangest place was that she ever had sex, and basically on a
racetrack.
I just know how to get myself into really sticky situations.
Hey, but seriously, I'm here to tell you.
Booty Cruise 3. Cruise harder.
Okay, what do you think about Zeno?
You know, is that a Z or a B?
It's an X.
X.
X-E-N-O.
The only reason I would say yes right at this point, because I don't know him, but because I've never heard of anybody's name that starts with an X before, so bring him on.
So he's in because he has an X in his name. Okay.
Yeah, why not?
By the way, Jory, J-O-R-R-I, you're in no position to be judging names here, sweetheart. Got news for you.
Let's go to Craig, 22 years old. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are good, thank you. Tell us a little about yourself. What do you do for a living? What do you do for fun?
I'm a service tech for an air conditioning company. I work on a lot of big high-rise buildings and stuff. I like to snowboard, wakeboard, go to the beach all the time, hang out with a lot of friends, have bonfires at night, and, you know, just live life.
Why is it that every single guy who's called today is this incredible buff guy who snowboards and does all this stuff, yet every guy on the street in L.A. is a fat ass? Where are these people that are calling us?
You know, well, I hate to tell you, I would lie, but I'm really not that buff. You know, I'm really physically fit. I have some tattoos and stuff. And, yeah, I like doing extreme stuff and keeping myself real fit.
Jory, what do you think?
Do you like to cook or anything? See? You know, like girl stuff.
Excuse me?
Cooking, cleaning. Do you like to cook or clean or anything like that?
Well, yeah, everyone loves to clean.
Yard work, maybe?
Yeah, a lot of people call me Lil' Femme because I like to iron my clothes every day. I don't like having wrinkled clothes, and I like to cook for people. I cook for girls when they come over. Right, I don't
mind
that one bit.
Listen, you can't have everything, dude. Listen, if you can't claim to be everything. You got to give something up. You can't be great looking, great shape. Good job. All like to cook.
Manly and yet
good. Yeah, yeah.
Come on.
Now, Jory, are you looking for a date or a housekeeper? I mean, what's going on here? That's a weird question to be asking.
It is. Yeah, that's true.
I'm the kind of girl that likes to throw my clothes in the dryer and go. So.
All right. What do you think?
It's kind of nice.
What do you think about Craig?
Iron. You know, for me being up this early, I'm going to go ahead and say, Greg, come on. Let's go.
All right. There you go.
All right.
Congratulations. Greg and Craig can get on the boat. Let's go to Ryan, who is calling us from Long Beach. Good morning, Ryan. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, morning, Kevin Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, Ryan.
This Friday night is
Booty Cruise 3. Cruise harder.
Now, so far, Jory has allowed each young man that we've spoken with to get on the boat, Ryan. Let's see if you can keep the streak alive. You're 28. You're in Long Beach. It sounds like maybe you're in training to be a paramedic. How come?
Yeah, actually, I'm working with Rialto Fire Department in Riverside, so I drive 60 miles to work each day listening to you guys every day. You guys are awesome.
Good times.
What makes someone want to be a paramedic? That is, you know, for most of us, we look at that and we go, thank God those guys are there doing the work they do, but an incredibly difficult and stressful job.
You know, I'd like to give you an answer, like I want to try and help people, but really it's the money.
Money and chicks. Jory, do you have any questions for Ryan?
He's in it for himself.
Yes, of course. We all are.
How many times have you had to perform CPR on the job?
Oh, my God. Over 20.
And was it ever with an old man?
Yes. Mouth-to-mouth with an old man.
And did they ever live?
We use an apparatus called a BVM, which is a back valve mask, so we don't actually have to go mouth-to-mouth.
You do.
Unless they're hot.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you can't find that.
So
hey, that's it.
So if I have to fall overboard on the boat and I need some CPR, are you going to help me out?
Don't threaten me. It's a good time.
All right, what do you think, Jory?
Well, I think that he can come as long as he knows CPR.
All right.
Yeah, it's good to have someone who can help.
Yeah, we
need somebody to help on the boat.
I think so.
Drunk people.
We need some kind of medic.
Yes.
All right. We're going to keep taking some phone calls off the air. But okay. I think you've done some good choosing.
I think so, yeah.
You're not incredibly particular. That's good.
No, they seem like cool guys, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she did a good job.
Guys. It's Friday night. Yay. Again, it's the Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3 Cruise Harder, and it's and we're going to take more people a little bit later on this morning.
Okay.
So keep listening. Jory, we will see you on Friday night.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye now.
What's up with our mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa? I was so surprised to see another sex scandal in the news. And he's not even a Republican. I mean, that was shocking to me because these days they're all Republican. You know what I mean?
I couldn't be prouder as a Democrat.
Finally, there's one back in the news. But the mayor, as you know, announced last month that he'd separated from his wife of over 20 years and in a bizarre twist moved out of the mayor's mansion that we pay for. And I guess now it's been revealed, Kevin, that it's a little hottie from Telemundo that mm-hmm. he's been hanging out with for the last, who knows? We don't know exactly when it started, but for some time, apparently.
Yeah, it's TV station KVEA, and her name is Mirthala Salinas, and apparently he's been having a relationship with her for a year.
Yeah.
Dude, okay.
So Lightning tracked down her phone number, so we're going to call her at home.
Oh, really?
And find out just exactly what's going on.
I'd like to hear how the mayor is.
All right. Hi, you've reached the private number of Mirthala.
Shoot.
If you are not an Hispanic politician, hang up now and step away from the phone.
What?
Press 1 if you want to do an interview. Press 2 if you have a press release for her.
Okay.
Press 3 if you want to bring her Thai takeout and wine. Right. Press 4 if you want to come over dressed as Zorro. Press 5 if you want to play Matador. Press 6 if you would like to put cheese on her nachos. Press 7 if you want to speak to her like Ricardo Montalban and roll around with her on rich Corinthian leather. Press 8 if you want to do the Mexican hat dance in her hot tub. Press 9 if you want to wear a sombrero and say, badges, we don't need no stinking badges.
Okay.
Press 10 if you have a message for the mayor of Los Angeles.
Oh, well that's ideal.
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there someone there?
Jay, what's up, man?
Oh, I thought we were leaving. I thought we were leaving a message.
No, man, it's my private line.
We were looking for Mirthala Salinas.
Jay, man, what you doing? Who this?
It's Kevin and Bean. This isn't Mayor Villaraigosa, is it?
Of course it is, man. Who do you think this is, man?
Oh, he's at her house.
So you're answering her phone now.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm brilliant.
What's that?
What's going on, Mayor?
I'm getting a tattoo right now.
You're getting a tattoo?
Hey, it hurts, man. My collarbone.
What's the tattoo? What are you getting?
I'm getting my new lady.
Mirthala?
Yeah, she's in a Chivas soccer jersey smoking a joint.
Okay.
On my chest.
Okay. Well, now, that's a little bit of a surprise, A, that you'd be getting a tattoo at home at 6:30 in the morning,
right,
but B...
He's a cartoon. He's my friend. He comes out to my house.
Oh,
to my
you know
tattoo.
Him.
How about that? But at... Yes. As the mayor, though, most politicians don't want to get a tattoo on their neck if they're currently in office.
Whatever, man. What you gonna do? Most politicians don't leave their wife, you know what I'm saying, for their mistress in office. I don't care. That's how I live.
You know,
that's how I live, man.
I don't mean to question you, but I've heard the mayor talk before, and he seems like he's a normal...
Fairly, yeah.
You don't... You don't sound...
Shut up. Listen, man. When I talk in front of the media, you know what I'm saying? I got to put on my stupid little wimpy weirdo voice. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is.
To please those putos out there, man. But now,
I see.
When I talk to you, I can be, you're my friend. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you can...
I talk how I want.
So you can just be yourself.
I talk how I want.
Okay.
But isn't it illegal to shoot a gun in the city of Los Angeles? I mean, what's up with that?
I'm the mayor.
What you got to do to me, man?
Giant little pelican.
Mayor, what's going on in the background there? Are you having a party? What's all that music?
Nah, man. Little dua music. You know what I'm saying? That's how I live. Yeah, turn it up. Turn it up, Miklo. Yeah. Okay, bump it.
I'll do funny things.
That's right.
Love me too.
Your anger, puppy. Love that song. That's my song with her. You know what I'm saying? The night we first met, I was walking through the city of Boyle Heights.
Right.
I had my dickies creased nice and tight.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And I dropped my hairnet on the ground.
Right.
I go to pick it up, and I see pleather red high heels right in front of my face.
Sure.
Uh-huh. I look up. They're connected to the longest, most beautiful legs I've ever seen.
Uh-huh.
And there she was. She was like an angel.
Right.
And that night, I gave her a blumpkin.
Oh, Mr. Mayor.
You can't.
She liked it, too.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
All right. That's what we've heard.
Crazy, bitch.
That's a beautiful story.
I know we're not allowed to say anything about it yet.
Yeah.
But breakfast.
Excuse me? I'm sorry. I couldn't quite make...
I just had a little cough. Sorry.
Right. It sounded like you were trying to say something. I couldn't make out what it was.
That was just a cough.
Yes, breakfast. All right.
Why are you so bad at it? And Mike, when Mike does the cough, he goes, breakfast with liquor for. Why is he...
He's bad the other way. I like to be subtle.
I see. That's what you're famous for.
That's what I'm known for.
All right. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Yeah, we got more tickets for you for the big singles party this coming Friday night. Yeah, we got more tickets for you for the Family Values Tour. That's September 2nd at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10. You can win them here this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show and be eligible for the grand prize drawing Friday to see the show one more time in Orlando, Florida. But right now, oh, and our pal Harvey Levin coming up just after 7 from TMZ.com. Right now, one of Lightning's people on the line. Is that right?
Oh, one of my people, too.
Yes.
Jay Tosti, good morning.
Good morning.
You do we call you Jay? What do we call you? J-A?
J-A. I go by my initials.
J-A. Okay.
Yeah. J-A. Okay.
You have started the Left Lane Drivers of America.
That I have.
And tell people the problem. I'm sure a lot of people in Southern California who spend most of their day on the freeway understand what's going on.
Yes. I've been driving for about 40 years now, maybe a little bit more, and I, like everybody else, have noticed the increasing congestion on the freeways. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like, I guess it's kind of like the weather. Everybody talks about it and complains about it, but nobody does anything about it. And one day going down the freeway and behind somebody that was going slow, I just remarked to myself, man, if I could just reach out and touch that guy, tap him on the shoulder and say, move over, I'd sure like to do it. That was kind of my eureka moment. And at that point, I decided, well, I'm going to do that. And I designed a decal. And you wear it on your up in the tinted area up on the top up in the upper portion of your windscreen, your windshield, and it says move over, and it has an arrow pointing to the right lane, and it's all backwards, and so it's you have this big bold move over, and then when the driver in front of you sees you in his rearview mirror, it points him off to the right.
Gotcha. Now, I'm sure before you got to the point where you designed this product, you probably did what a lot of people do in the left lane, which is to flash your lights or honk your horn or something like that. Were you not getting the kind of response that you hoped for when you did that?
Well, I think you folks know that down in down in the L.A. area, you don't get a lot of response for that much anymore. It's and a lot of times, and at least here in the States, over in Europe, the winking of the lights is pretty much the protocol, but over here, if you do more than wink your lights, it's taken with offense at times if you make more than just a slight wink.
Well, I agree, but that's what I'm wondering if wouldn't that also translate to your move over sign? Wouldn't that be something that would tick people off too?
Yes. Well, it works effectively with the sign, actually. The thing about it is that we don't advocate that you run up some guy's trunk and tailgate him and be obnoxious and rude. Give him some space. And just ride back there, and when he refers to his rearview mirror, he'll see that, and he will read it. And then you just give him a few seconds, and it's amazing how many people tend to move over now.
And then if he doesn't, you run him off the road, right?
No, at that point,
or pack heat.
A little self-restraint.
Yeah.
Now, what city are you living in, by the way?
We're up near Portland, Oregon.
Okay, so you got a little bit of traffic up there. Of course, it's nothing like Southern California. But don't you get the impression, Kevin, maybe I'll ask you this, that most people are going about as fast as they can in the left lane, right? I mean, would you say that's accurate?
No, I wouldn't say that's accurate. There are a lot of people that drive much slower than other cars.
At certain times of the day.
And you have to go around
them. You can actually drive.
And I actually try to practice this. I watch if somebody's coming up on my tail. I just move out of the way, let them go by.
No.
It
just seems like
if more people did that, the efficiency of flow on the freeways would be way, way better.
But, J.A., let me ask you this. Because when you try to get somebody to move over, it's not just I'm not going to move over. They get mad.
And slow down.
Yeah, I mean, like, it really angers them. Lightning, Lightning has stepped into the room.
I'm going nuts in the other room. I'm the a-hole that comes along on a motorcycle, and I'm, behind the guy. He doesn't move. I'll go up to the side of him and knock on his window and tell him to move over.
Oh, good.
I've reached out to that guy before.
Now, is this Lightning, even if the guy is going well over the speed limit? I mean, it doesn't matter how fast he's going. If he's going faster than all the other lanes and he's going over the speed limit, you still think he should be going as fast as you want him to? Is that what you're talking about?
I think that you have a responsibility in the lane. It is the passing lane to look behind you. And if someone's coming up on you at a good clip, you move over and you let them pass and you get back into the number one lane. But
let me just butt in right there. If you're going 90 and somebody's on your tail, it's not going to hurt you to pull over for a second.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean,
I think you're absolutely right. It's not our job to be the highway patrol. What we do is if everybody focuses on trying to keep the flow going, then that works best for all of us. So, yeah, it kind of bugs you maybe if you're doing 80 and some guy's doing 90 and, you know, you think he's going way too fast. You still need to extend to him the courtesy to move over, let him go, and let the state highway patrol do its job.
Hey, J.A., does Oregon have the a-hole motorcyclist that will knock on the window and tell you to move over?
No, that's a rather novel approach. Yeah. I don't think you'd get too far up here with that.
Hey, how long have you been selling the move over decals?
Well, this is brand new, and it's a grassroots type of an effort. It's about 2 months old. And just out of the block, so you guys are getting it right up.
Oh, that's cool. Now, here's my my question, though, and I'm sure you've thought about this, Jay. You seem like a smart guy. This is the type of thing that you likely put on your car windshield and leave there, right?
Yes.
Okay. So are you worried about this is a message that's being transmitted from your car 24 hours a day, even if you're in a residential neighborhood, even if you're sitting at a stoplight, no matter where you are, people are looking behind them and seeing move over. Are you worried about that being annoying?
Obviously drivers don't pay any attention to it as far as moving over, but at the same time, the fact that it's up and the fact that people are seeing it, it helps raise the awareness just from the standpoint of getting people to start thinking again about that need to move over. And it's a rather novel way for, you know, to kind of pique that thinking again. So it's actually, I think it works well. Even when it's not applicable to the driving situation per se.
To me, it sounds like you're a really nice guy and you have the best intentions, but I can't imagine this works in Southern California, at least.
Well, I haven't been on Southern California freeways in some time, but what the way I imagine them is this. Have you added any extra lanes on since the 60s?
That's so funny, you, with your joking about adding lanes.
No, we've only quadrupled our population, that's all.
What's that?
Well, you haven't added any lanes. Have you added any vehicles?
Yes, of course.
A few million. You're probably 25% higher than you were in the 60s, at least that.
Jay, nobody's arguing with you.
Yes, all I'm saying is that we have to find a way to make the most efficient use of what we got. And this is just one positive step towards doing that.
I am trying an AK-47. I think if I just flash that, I won't actually have to shoot. If I just flash it, that'll be enough to get people to move over.
And a couple of friends and I were actually trying to figure out how much it would cost to produce LED signs that would go in your windshield and read backward, exactly like how what Jay has going on here. But you could turn it on and off, and you could have an arrow that would, you know, it would motion over, get over, that type of thing.
That would be terribly expensive, and I can see you being in a, you know, rear-ending a guy because you were setting up a text message for him. As you were closing in on it.
Yeah, you're typing, hey, a-hole.
But when you're in the carpool lane and the dude's doing like 57 miles an hour, you just, anything you can do to get that guy to get over, you got to do.
Well, the JA's product sounds like the one for you. Now, guys.
I'll tell you, the Northwest is definitely different than a jammed L.A. freeway.
Yeah.
When you get on freeways, say between cities, say between Portland and Seattle,
right.
I drove that recently, and I just felt like I was cutting a swath out of the left lane. I mean, people were very quickly moving over as a rule. So it's when you're bumper to bumper and there's no place for anybody to go. At that time, you know, there's not much you can do.
That's when you pull out the police light and siren.
Yeah, that's what you have to do, I guess.
And then they just pull over.
You must run into some people when you talk to them about this product, Jay. And again, I concur with Kevin. You sound like a real good guy with good intentions here. But you must run into people who think you sound like a tool because you're making it seem like you know how to drive and nobody else does. How do you counter that when people...
Those are usually the people that like to sit in the left lane and do the speed limit.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, those are the people that tend to say, look, I've got a constitutional right to drive over here at the speed limit and nobody can tell me to move. Mm-hmm. And that is the kind of person that even though, yes, technically he's driving the speed limit, what he's doing is he's helping to raise the emotional temperature on the freeways.
And slow down traffic.
Yeah, well, and there's a downstream effect that's just compounding as it goes.
My theory on driving has always just been stay the hell out of everyone's way. And if everyone did that, it would be fine, but they don't.
Well, you know, that's a lot of language to put on a windshield.
Nope. I'm going to start selling decals. Stay the hell out of everyone's way.
Yeah. J.A. Tosti is our guest, the Left Lane Drivers of America. Yeah, and the website...
If if I may, the website
sure.
is leftlanedrivers.org.
Leftlanedrivers.org. By the way, when this takes off, JA, there needs to be a whole line of these. I mean, show us your cans. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you can make decals for.
Well, the next one I think we're going to do, and maybe you guys can comment on it, is I'm not very adept at the language, but I think it's something like muy vase, por favor.
Oh, similar message, but in Espanol. That's what you're looking for?
Yep.
Yeah. With some choice words. Yeah. Listen, best of luck to you, dude. I hope this works. I don't see it working, but I hope it does.
Thank you very much.
All right, Jay, it's leftlanedrivers.org, not .com, and you can go there and you can buy these decals for a brisk
$29.
$29. There you go.
Okay.
All right, Jay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
Today's the day Nicole Richie's trial is set to begin. She's facing DUI charges after an arrest last December when cops noticed... Oh, nothing. She was just going the wrong way on the 134.
Oops.
That'll catch their attention, by the way. If you want to, catch the eye of the police.
Right.
I'd say go the wrong way on a freeway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does tend to...
That stands out.
Yeah.
That says something about yourself. That makes a statement.
We need a decal that says turn around and go the other way.
Yeah, that'd be useful.
By the way, Nicole Richie going the wrong way on the 134. She needs a decal that says move over.
Yes. I thought Kevin just said that, but...
Kind of.
I don't know. We got to start paying attention to each other again. The thing is, Nicole's in Canada, so...
So not so much going to show up in court?
Well, we don't know. Apparently she's heading back. The thing was, her lawyers asked for a continuance to August 5th, I believe.
Right.
And the judge said, no, I don't think so. Let's do this now.
Did the judge say this today?
No, he said it earlier in the week.
Well, then she should be here, right?
Yeah, well... She was expecting to have a lovely vacation in Canada with Joel Madden of Good Charlotte.
Well, don't go the wrong way on the freeway then, chick.
What does someone like Nicole Richie need a vacation for? What does she do?
So you don't know. She's got
That's
businesses.
Great.
She runs businesses.
And
she's got things. She's like Paris. She's a
anything.
CEO of many businesses. She spends most of her time in the boardroom.
Okay. Asked and answered.
What Paris said on Larry King, by the way. She spent a lot of time in the boardroom.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Is that what the kids are calling it these
After
days?
Hours.
Speaking of Nicole, she and her baby daddy, Joel Madden, are expected to get married sometime this summer, but no date as to yet.
Other guys have expected to marry her as well.
That's true. Rachel Ray apparently isn't happy about her new fuller figure. Star Magazine reports that Rachel Ray has vowed to lose 15 pounds this summer because she's noticed that her arms are flabby and her legs look like tree stumps. Well, I guess that'll do it.
That's obesity. Adiposity, corpulence. Whatever word you use, it represents one thing, being a big fat ass.
Apparently, Rachel says she's still proud of her ass, but she's been watching her carb intake and her calories and her fat because she'd like to get back to a more lean physique. I smell diet cookbook around Christmas time.
Oh,
see it
coming. You're
yeah,
so
that's one
right.
Thing
How
she's
I
never
lost
done.
30 pounds
yep.
in 30 minutes on $30. I'm Rachel Ray.
You keep talking about her, Omar's going to go off on us.
I know. He's
yeah,
going to
no
burst
kidding.
Into this studio anytime with a...
Oh, he's got an unnatural
the time is now. It's going to be all over.
It's going to be tough as a chef, though, to keep the weight off. I mean, it just seems like you're always tasting stuff.
That's what
she
said.
It's going to be very difficult.
Madonna would like your full and undivided attention, please.
Okay.
Apparently, there were rules backstage at Live Earth in London, where she was performing,
right?
That reporters who were deemed worthy of conversing with Miss Thang... were ordered to look in her eyes at all times and were not allowed to check their notes for any questions they had for her.
What?
When you interviewed her, you had to lock eyes with her and keep your eyes on her constantly. You couldn't refer to your notes, couldn't look down. You had to have a conversation with her locking eye to eye.
She have some kind of problem where Larry King was reading off a paper or something?
I don't know if this is some sort of Kabbalah rule or something. But,
that's weird.
Speaking of which, they were also prohibited from asking any questions about Guy Ritchie, her son from Africa, David. Or the Kabbalah.
Wow.
What does that leave? Wow, you're sure sinewy. You sure look tough. If I were to eat you, you'd be stringy. I'm out. Thanks. Gotta look at my notes. Gotta go. Catch
Britney
final
Spears. Time. What about her?
What about Britney Spears? Apparently Madonna doesn't talk to Britney anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
According to Star Magazine, Madonna is furious at Britney for being so selfish and out of control and not following the teachings of Kabbalah.
She thought that was real?
I would have to repossess her little string bracelet that keeps the evil eye off her if I was Madonna. That's how angry I'd be.
Give me that string. Give me the red string. I want the powerful red string back, please.
What, wasn't she in Kabbalah? Wasn't Britney into Kabbalah for about 20 minutes? I mean, it was hardly a life choice for her.
Madonna took her under her wing and schooled her in the ways of Kabbalah.
Well, not well enough, apparently.
Yeah. And in more in horror news, Lindsay Lohan, of course, still in rehab. Apparently, Gary Marshall, the director, is doing his best to be there for Lindsay when apparently no one else will. Her mom and dad are just losers. He directed her in Georgia Rule, and he convinced Lindsay, one of the people who convinced Lindsay to go into rehab, and apparently texts her every day to see how she's doing and is always encouraging her to stay healthy and sober.
Oh, no. She's a whore.
If he really wanted to help Lindsay, he would have made Georgia Rule a much better film. that's where he could have stepped up and really did her some good. But no. Are you watching On the Lot at all, speaking of Gary Marshall?
No one is watching On the Lot.
I'm watching it.
No one.
I am watching it.
And no one that counts is watching it.
I'm watching it. It's very entertaining. There's some real talented filmmakers working on that show. But Gary Marshall is one of the judges there. They've got a panel of three judges, a la American Idol.
Right.
They got Carrie Fisher, who, of course, was Princess Leia in the Star Wars movies. Gary Marshall, and then a guest judge every week. There's a different director who comes in. They had Eli Roth of Hostel. They had DJ Caruso, who did Disturbia and Two for the Money. They had other people. Like Wes Craven when they were doing horror movies and stuff like that.
Cool.
So that's an interesting part. But Gary Marshall, it's impossible for me to believe he's not Jewish. He's an Italian guy. He's like, oh, you did the thing, and it was so good, and I like it. Oh, I like it. It was good. You're good people, and a nice work for you to have and be good. It's like, why don't you just convert, for God's sake, Gary?
Well.
You might as well. Everyone thinks you're Jewish. Today's celebrity birthdays, Celia Ward.
Oh.
From Now and Before, that series she had
Once
for a while.
Again?
Once
Forever
and Again. And Again.
Yes. Of course, she was on House as well for a season. Just a hot-looking broad at 51 years old today. Very impressive.
Dude. Now, Kevin, you acknowledge that she's hot at 51?
Yeah, for that category, yeah.
God.
He always has to have caveat.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Richie Zambora from Bon Jovi is 48 years old today. Lisa Rinna, 44 years old today. Now, come on. Even by any standard, Lisa Rinna's hot. By any standard.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's a tough one to argue.
Yeah, she looked great on Entourage last week. 44 years old today. Scott Schreiner, bassist for Weezer, is 42. Greg Grunberg, he's hot.
Yeah.
Of course, he was Eric Weiss on Alias. Currently can be seen over there on Heroes as the cop who can read your mind. Wouldn't that be bad if cops could do that in general?
Yes, it would.
We'd all be in trouble. He's 41 years old today. Michael Rosenbaum, who plays Lex Luthor on Smallville, 35. And Lil' Kim. Yeah. Lil' Kim. It's not like...
Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw. Imagine him trying to say happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday, Lil' Kim.
She's 32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Our good friend Harvey Levin is on the line. Ma'am, you had a question about him?
I thought that Harvey Levin was a black guy.
What exactly about Harvey Levin do you think sounds black?
I don't know. He's got, like, that black man timbre to his voice.
Hello, Kevin and Bean. How you doing? I'm in TMZ. I want them tapes of Mel Gibson saying those things about the Jews.
Harvey Levin, TMZ.com. Yeah. How are you, my friend?
Hey, guys. It was great.
Hi, Harvey.
I saw Harvey on the TV yesterday talking about, and we all know TMZ is the entertainment website of record. We all know how big and how popular it is. But, Harvey, did you say, and is this true, sir, that you had a month with 20 million unique visitors to your website?
21.
Wow.
21 million unique visitors. That's not page views. That's different people.
You know, it's there are different ways of counting it, and there are different systems, but we use this thing called Omniture, and it's amazing where you know exactly how many people are on at any given time. So it was like a record month. It was amazing.
We use this...
Thank God for Paris Hilton. That's all I got to say.
No kidding, yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say.
Let's talk about Al Sharpton, because
I thought I kicked some butt yesterday.
Yeah, I thought you did too as well, my friend. Al Sharpton was upset. Tell people what the whole thing was with Beyonce.
Well, we had we have this guy named Johnny Lopez who writes a lot of the fashion stuff for us, and he's really funny. So he watched the BET Awards, and she was wearing this crazy outfit, and he said that she was wearing a Robo-ho get up.
Because it looked like a robot, like a sex robot.
She did. And so he sent us a letter and basically said that that was racial and we were calling her a hoe and it was demeaning and all of this and that. And we didn't call her that. We called her outfit that, number one.
Yeah.
So we just went after him. And it was... I did Hannity and Combs last night with him, and it was hilarious.
Oh, he was on with you?
Uh-huh. It was hilarious.
Fantastic.
It was the most fun I think I've ever had.
What do you think his deal is? I mean, he just is trying to build on whatever momentum he had going to get himself back in the headlines after the Imus thing. He just figured he saw the words, you know, the letters H-N-O together. Hey, there's a target. I can go after somebody new and get on TV.
That's what I'm thinking. And I called him on it. And I said, look, you're a bully. And you're just you, what you're doing is I said, you are not going to Imus us, man. and he was saying, you know, that it's demeaning. And he called David Dinkins a whore. Yeah. So, I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's got a lot of dirty laundry himself.
But I don't consider this dirty laundry. I mean, we called Posh Spice a prostitute. We called Kid Rock a hoe.
Right.
We called Lindsay Lohan a horror. You know, I mean...
But, Harvey, here's the problem with a lot of people in America today. They're looking to get their feelings hurt, and there's no possible way that they... could have a sense of humor about it. Like Al Sharpton is one of those guys. Like Bean said, he probably heard the word ho at the end of Robo-ho and just said, fantastic, I'm going to cash in again.
Exactly. And he didn't even – he made a mistake because he didn't realize, I think, that we were referring to the outfit, so he had to backpedal on the show. But, you know, I mean, I don't want to get too serious, but the whole idea of this country and free speech is that you have to tolerate things that – uncomfortable, you know, or things you don't like.
Harvey, tolerate other people. Come on. What the hell are you thinking?
I tried.
Yeah. Let's not be ridiculous.
This is Harvey Levin online, of course, from TMZ.com. Catching up with all the goings-on in Hollywood, including Nicole Richie. Now, is today the court date where she – what happens when she shows up for that first court date on this DUI?
I'm telling you, this is going to be – I think it's going to be unbelievable. I mean, the trial is supposed to start this morning, but – her lawyer asked for a continuance yesterday, and the judge was pissed off. And I'm not sure why, but she said, the lawyer said that there's this expert witness is not available until August 5th. So the judge said he's going to decide this morning. But Nicole went to Calgary yesterday to see her boyfriend's concert, which is always a bad idea on the eve of trial. It's not what you want to send to a jury, the message you want to send.
Can you get convicted of going to a good Charlotte show?
It's only a misdemeanor.
Is that an offense? Okay.
It's a misdemeanor. But here's the deal. We found out that she's going to challenge the drug test, and that's why she has this expert witness. So, I mean, you know, that's great that she's challenging the drug test, but there is this thing about her driving the wrong way on the freeway and confessing to the cop that she was on marijuana and Vicodin.
Isn't it worse if you're not... Hi, I mean, now you got some serious mental problems if you're going the wrong way on a freeway.
This is going to be a really tough case, but she has a really good lawyer. And her lawyer, Sean Chapman Hawley, is actually was part of the team that got O.J. Simpson off. So if she can do that, you know.
So can they start the court case without her, without Nicole?
Theoretically, yes.
Okay.
But because it's a misdemeanor, but there's no way if you don't show up for your own trial, you're basically telling the jury you don't give an F, and they're going to convict you.
Now, Harvey, everyone, you know, folks at home, media, everyone is going to be trying to draw comparisons between Nicole's case and her BFF Paris's case, but they're very different, right?
Yes and no. I mean, Paris really got nailed on a probation violation.
Right.
But here's the deal. The judge in the Paris case was so tough on her by giving her 45 days that I think there's this subtle pressure on other judges when celebrities come before them that if they get convicted, you know, you can't look like you're being too lenient because, you know, that's just not the image you want. So I think Nicole's got... she's got problems because of this. And
interesting.
If she gets convicted, she is going to go down for a minimum of 5 days, minimum, and she could get a lot more.
Wow.
But isn't 5 days the type of sentence that they just basically process you and let you go? They don't even bother with a sentence anymore,
do they? But that was the case with Paris, too, that they would have let her in and out. But the judge was so strict and wrote on the on the sentencing form that the sheriff could not let her out, and it caused a problem for the sheriff. So this judge could do the same thing.
All right, last question on Nicole, and that is, were you surprised that she went to the extraordinary lengths to get pregnant to appear sympathetic to the jury?
It's, you know what? It's not going to work. I mean, I saw some reports that the judge might defer her sentence until after she has the baby. Not this judge. He's really a tough judge, and she will go to jail if she gets convicted when, you know, pregnant or not pregnant.
I think I'm learning a lesson here, and that's don't piss off judges.
Seems like a good idea, right?
It's, you know what? It is a good idea, but this judge goes into it being a real hard ass.
Harvey, you might find this funny. The judge didn't. When Bean got a jaywalking ticket, I represented him in court, and we were pleading insanity. And the judge threatened to throw us both in jail. Didn't find it funny. Not a sense of humor. No laughing.
But you know what? I listen to you guys every day. I would have found it was a good defense.
See, thank you. Thank you very much, I think.
Insanity. Yeah, he did basically, he did everything but convict us of contempt of court and sentence to prison. I'm telling you, it was a bad day. All right, Harvey, anything you're working on right now that we should be keeping our eyes peeled at TMZ.com for?
Yeah, but I can't say.
Oh, Harvey.
Give us the world. Is it music?
Divorce.
Ooh,
sweet. Okay. I hope it's me.
It's such a rotten story about what a woman did. You will not believe it.
Oh, wow.
Well, I find that hard to believe.
Well, I got to tell you, all the information that you need is TMZ.com. That's our favorite website. Harvey Levin, thanks very much for coming on the show today.
See you guys.
Talk to you soon. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. A shaky choice, but we're glad you made it at 27 minutes after 7.
When are we going to talk to Lady Killer Dave Sanchez, the King of Mexico? Is that coming up this hour?
Yep. It's coming up in about 10 minutes.
Guys, it's good news that Shaquille O'Neal, formerly of the Los Angeles Lakers, now playing with the Miami Heat. It's good news that he doesn't seem to be making crappy rap albums anymore.
Right.
It's good news that he doesn't seem to be making crappy Shazam-like movies anymore. But it's bad news that apparently he has a new TV show that airs Tuesday nights on ABC. That's him and a bunch of fat kids rolling around in a romper room. But that I can't get my head around.
It's called Shaq's Big Challenge.
For the first time in history, kids will die younger than their parents. Schools, families, and even the government have done virtually nothing to fight this crippling disease. Shaquille O'Neal has decided to fight back.
To be or not to be, fact. That is what the program is about.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
Shaquille O'Neal.
There he is. Well, I don't know what you're doing. You're a professional basketball player. What are you doing hanging out with 10-year-old kids on a TV show? I don't understand. What's the show about, Shaq?
Who is the man who weighs 330 pounds, won 4 NBA championships, and is deputized as a sheriff's deputy, and is now an expert on childhood obesity? Shaq.
Shaq. Well, that's the answer, I guess. Now, is your basic premise, Shaq, that kids today with the internet and the TV and the PlayStation, they're just too goddamn lazy. They just sit there and feed their faces, and they don't go outside and play anymore, maybe like you did when you were coming up?
Oh, that's right. Oh, kids are never done my own time. Oh, that's something with kids. I got an inspirational poem.
Oh, you have a poem?
For the kids.
Okay.
Yeah. It goes like this. It goes, fatty, fatty, 2x4, couldn't get through the bathroom door. So I did it on the floor, licked it up, and did some more.
Did you just come up with that, Shaq?
That's my inspirational poem.
All right.
Touching.
Right. I don't know how that helps the kids. So I didn't see much of the show last night, but what do? You put them in some sort of a boot camp-like environment where you basically just run until they drop, or what do you do, Shaq?
We run them. We put them in a boot camp. And then I take them to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Really?
Yeah.
You feed them?
And afterwards, I have a three-way with Kirstie Alley and Valerie Bertinelli.
those are some serious scare tactics for the kids right there, yeah.
Now, the other people that are on the show, you got your personal trainer, Tariq Tyler, who they call Mr. T because he looks like him.
That's right.
You got your own physician and trainer that goes by the nickname of Doc.
Okay.
Which is really creative. But nobody responds to any of those people except for you, Shaq.
Well, that's right. That's right. Also, the kid Chris.
The kid Chris, yes.
Yeah. When he goes to Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
He's so fat, they don't even give him a menu. They give him an estimate.
You're telling fat jokes?
So now you're telling fat jokes.
And James?
Yeah.
James, yeah. James, another one of the fat kids.
He's so fat. His cereal bowl comes with a lifeguard.
That's awfully fat, Shaq.
That's pretty fat.
That's how fat he is.
Do you think telling fat jokes is what you should be doing when you're trying to help kids lose weight?
And that one kid.
Walter?
Cuban kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He got baptized at SeaWorld.
Right. That's awfully fat. Well,
you
I can
wanna go where everybody knows your name. Did you hear me sing that song on the show?
I did not, no.
I did, no, I didn't see that. Did you do that?
You sung that song on the
show?
You
watch my show.
Well, I watched last night. Was it on last night? I didn't see you singing last night. Maybe I stepped out. Give us a little taste of it, though, Shaq. What were you singing?
I just sang it for you.
There we go.
Yeah, was it?
I'd like a little. Beautiful.
He can do it all, can he? I mean, he's a Renaissance man. All right, last question for you, Shaq, because we're almost out of time. What about the fact that you, through much of your NBA career, have been a giant fat ass? Does that ever come up on the show?
Oh, that hurts me, man.
Well, you know, you show up at camp a little heavy. You got to lose weight.
That hurts me, man.
Every year.
But the Heat's going to do it again.
Well, the Heat's going to do it again.
The Heat's
okay,
going to do it again.
But the Spurs really are the champions more than the Heat are. Maybe the Spurs are going to do it again.
No, the Heat's going to do it again.
Okay.
All right. Well, there's that.
We do have that to fall back on. All right. Well, Shaq, you're doing good work over there on ABC.
That's right. We're flamingly delicious.
I didn't understand. What would he say?
You didn't watch my show.
No.
You gotta watch my show, man.
Dude, I watched like 50 minutes of the hour, and that's too much.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
But we're gonna slim it down.
Okay.
All right.
That's good to hear.
Good luck to you and the fatties, then.
All right. Bye, Shaq.
Thank you, Shaq. We are the home of K-Rock's Road Trip USA, stop number 6. Well, of course we are. What other radio station would be giving away the K-Rock Road Trip, stop number 6? But it's Family Values Tour in Orlando, Florida. You can be eligible for the grand prize drawing we do Friday when we give away Family Values tickets for the show coming up September 2nd at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater. Coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show, we'll give you a chance to call and win. That's Korn and Evanescence and so much more. And then the grand prize drawing is Friday right here on K-Rock.
We spend a lot of time with each other at this job.
Yes, we do.
And that's why it's important that we live by a code.
Mm-hmm.
And the code here on the Kevin and Bean Show is steal anyone else's woman that you can. That's the code.
Really?
So Dave, the King of Mexico, living up to the code. We've got Mrs. Psycho on the line. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Ow.
Jenny, God bless you. Thank you for coming on. Psycho Mike has been a little bit depressed lately. He's been coming in, wagging his head, and we say, what's going on, Mike? You seem a little blue today. And he says, guys, I think the king is stealing my wife. I think Dave is moving in and is taking Jenny away from me. And we said, oh, hold on a sec. We need to find out what's going on. Mike, what are you basing this on? They're just friends, right?
No. Listen to me.
How often do they text?
150 times a day.
Really?
They exchange messages on their little...
A little exaggerating.
And who knows? All I know is every second of every day that I look over at my wife when we're having alone time, she's on her goddamn little two-way or whatever it is, right? Who are you texting? And I go to lean over to look, and she, like, hides it from me. She, like, does the thing.
Of course.
I'm like, well, that's not good from your wife. You don't want to see that, right? And every time I finally rip it out of her hands, it's goddamn King of Mexico, right? So then Friday night, we go to, like, a club to see Omar Spin Records.
Right.
On the ones and twos. And I'm standing with my wife. We're mingling, having a good time, as young folks are wont to do. And they're gone, both Jenny and Dave, right? I look out there, like, boogieing on the dance floor, like, getting down.
They're dancing.
Know? Yeah.
Okay.
So the very next day, my niece has a softball game. Look, this is, like, my family time, you know?
Of course.
Right.
So I show up. I had work stuff to do prior to that, so I didn't show up until, like, the middle of the game. And King of Mexico's there.
At the game?
Yeah.
Unbeknownst
to me. King of Mexico is coming to, like, my family events. I will support your niece. I'm coming to watch. I thought I'd come out and check it out.
What's going on?
You guys got to understand, Dave lives a good
30 miles from where this game was.
Right.
But he's in the stands with his arm around your wife when you show up,
canoodling.
Right?
I know the I know the secrets of desire. I know them. So from here, I'm like, okay, well, this is where they draw the line. You know, they're just... All right. Well, little did I know, the worst was yet to come.
Yeah.
So after the game, it's about 500,000 degrees on Saturday.
Right.
Especially in the San Gabriel Valley. It's so blisteringly hot. So my lovely wife, Jenny's like, I think I'm going to go back to your parents' house and catch some swimming time.
Okay. Oh, they got a pool. Nice.
Yeah.
So the in-laws.
I go back to my apartment to get our dogs so that I can bring them. So I'm like hanging out at my apartment, getting the dogs. I'm making myself some food, taking my time. I go over to the house a good hour and a half later after the game has ended.
Your parents' house.
My parents' home. My parents' home.
Right.
Yeah.
And King of Mexico's ass is in the pool with my wife, and they're like having like a summer fun time. Wait. And my dad.
Drive up and all you hear is, Marco, hold on.
My father, my own flesh and blood, is sitting there with a cigar and out in the back. Can I get you a beer, King of Mexico? Do you want... And my mom's going in and out of the house, getting them towels and iced tea, and everybody's like gathered around the pool having a grand old time. And I'm like, I'm totally been effing replaced. Later on that day, I had to barbecue for them. That was my role in the whole thing. I had to cook them food. I cooked Dave his dinner and my wife. I didn't eat crap.
Man, that was a fun day. I'll tell you that.
Dave, what's your secret? What's your secret of stealing a woman out from underneath a guy?
I don't know what's going on.
And you're not even trying to hide it.
Nope.
No, it's not like he's running around behind their back or anything like that.
You know what it is? In all honesty, I'm just rad. Everybody loves me. You know.
All right, let me ask Mrs. Psycho, because the lovely Jenny is on the phone. What's the draw? Because you're not the first woman, believe me, I've seen this, who falls deeply in love with the King of Mexico. What's the draw with Dave? Why do you like hanging out with Dave so much more than you like hanging out with your husband, Jen?
Well, being that I am married to Bean Jr., no offense, Bean, I love you. But, I mean, Dave's fun.
Yeah.
And when I go to clubs, Mike wants to leave the second it's humanly possible. He refuses to dance. That night, I invited him to go dance. He said, no, you go have a good time. So if I didn't go hang out with somebody fun, such as Dave, I would be forced to just stand in the corner and not have any fun at all.
Okay, is it the same in your bedroom? Mike's not fun. Dave
is fun.
Same problem there?
Okay, but it's one thing to have a pal. It's one thing to have a friend that you hang out with. But, I mean, it's got to the point. I mean, what's with the 150 text messages a day? What can you and Dave possibly have to talk about all day long every day? I mean, Dave and I text almost every day, but not hour after hour like Mike says you guys do.
Well, I think Mike's exaggerating just a little bit. But I don't know. We just talk, catch up, you know, see how our days are going.
See, here's my theory. My theory is Dave's a girl.
That's exactly right.
Dave's a 13-year-old girl. And so hanging out with Jenny, and Jenny wants to hang out with somebody that's a 13-year-old girl, so she's hanging out with Dave.
look,
makes sense.
Pass your judgment on me however you want. I'm a bad husband. Blah, 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 blah. Jenny calls me up, you know, be on my way home from work or if I'm on my way. And she'll call me, and she just calls me to tell me how she's feeling. There's no real general point to the conversation. She has no real idea or light at the end of the tunnel when it comes
to talk to you.
Hey, how are you?
She misses you. She's your wife.
I'm on my way home. What do you mean? What am I doing? You know I'm on my way home. I told you I'm going to go to the gym. I'll be right home. Well, I just wanted to call and hear your voice. I was like, I'll yell at her. See, Dave's tolerant.
Because that makes you really angry that she wants to hear your
voice. Dave tolerates that. And puts up with it, and in fact encourages it. So it's like the perfect little mutual bond they have with their little.
Dave's better.
Yeah, go. Fine.
Dave is
fine.
Better. That is the point I think here. Now, last question, Jen. Is it true or is it not true that your main profile picture on your MySpace page is you and Dave together hugging and kissing?
I love it. It's my favorite picture.
Yep, I've seen that. It's her
it's
main
not Jenny
picture.
And Mike. It's no. Jenny and Dave on her MySpace page.
Mike makes all these stupid faces in every picture. So if he starts making normal faces, maybe I'll put his picture up. But until then, it's all Dave.
I think you should move in with Dave.
By the way, you know who took that picture? Mike.
And by the way, about this time tomorrow, just after 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Ralph, you're going to be very excited if you don't know, Bear Grylls will be joining us.
Oh, he
the host of Man vs. Wild,
anything.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, he's nutty. He'll eat anything, this guy. I've seen him eat rocks.
I was watching his show where they dropped him out of a plane on a glacier in Iceland the other day. And he's tooling down the crevasse, as he says, and he comes across a dead sheep. And he says, oh, this is great. And he pulls out a knife and just cuts the sheep's eye out and pops it in his mouth.
Oh, no, yeah. He did not.
Yeah. Oh, this is good eating right here. I'm so happy to find this. It's my lucky day.
Yeah, I saw him in the woods, and he's like, he was trying to get friendly with a wild horse. He spent 2 days trying to get friendly with a wild horse so he could jump on it and ride it out of the wilderness.
Right. Okay.
And the horse eventually comes over to him, and he starts feeding it some grass, and they become buddies, and he goes to the horse like, bucks him off, just takes off. He's like, oh, I just wasted 2 days of my life. Now I got to get something to eat. So he went and found a garden snake and bit his head off and ate it.
Yeah, he's unbelievable. He's a former British secret police guy or something like that, special forces guy, something like that. He's just amazing.
Secret police guy. I think that's his title.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Anyway, that's tomorrow morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're very excited to have the dude from Man vs. Wild, or Dude vs. Wild, I guess is what it would be called.
Sure.
7:57, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday. What's going on?
Excellent move, Mr. Charlie Sheen. According to People.com, Charlie Sheen has proposed to his girlfriend, Brooke Mueller.
Oh, for God's sake.
What does it take for him to learn a lesson?
No kidding.
He just got divorced from Denise Richards in November of 2006, and he popped the question over the weekend in Costa Rica while he was on vacation with his girlfriend. Gave her a ring worth? What do you think the ring was worth? What do you think the cost of the ring was?
$4,500.
$4,500?
I'd say
that's
10,
my guess. Yeah.
This is why they're not offering you the job over at Price is Right, by the way.
I'd say 10 grand.
10 grand?
Yeah.
You, sir, also not in the running.
20 grand.
Not even close.
$175,000.
You wish. You wish it was that low.
Really?
Oh my God.
$500,000.
$500,000, Kevin.
Jackpot.
You're going on to the showcase round.
Wow.
Dude, oh my God.
$500,000 for a ring to marry a real estate agent.
Isn't he already banging her?
Yes.
Then what's the point of that?
Look, I told you it was a huge mistake.
What?
You're Charlie Sheen. You're not good at it. Charlie Sheen.
Some people are not made to be married.
Right.
It's okay.
Look, you're already bucking the odds by not being such a good actor and having the hit TV series. You already won the lottery there. Don't push it. So there you go. There's your relationship news. Speaking of TV, it's all over.
It's done?
Turn them off.
They're finished?
Turn them off. Throw them out the window.
Why?
No more shows?
We're done.
Why?
Because they've run out of ideas. Because there's no more television. Television apparently was a finite amount of information and entertainment inside a box, and it just came pouring out of the screen.
Right.
And then it got down to a trickle, and then it got down to a drop, and now it's bone dry.
Wow.
Oh.
That sucks.
Because last night we had the debut on NBC of The Singing Bee.
The what?
The Singing Bee,
what
Kevin.
What is that?
That's a hilarious new game show where contestants have to sing songs.
Okay.
And then they stop the music, and then you have to finish the lyric. And if you get it right, you win. If you get it wrong, you lose.
Didn't we used to play this game
years
ago on the Kevin and Bean Show?
And you remember why we stopped?
Because it was bad.
Right.
It's a bad game. It's not good.
So NBC says, if Kevin and Bean think it's too bad to use, we'll make a TV show out of it.
We'll pick that up.
And we'll get Joey Fat One to host it from NSYNC.
I think it's Fatone. I'm pretty sure it's...
I bet you
from
do.
From NSYNC, he's hosting it?
Yeah, that was last night at, 9 o'clock. But okay. At least Fox said, oh, that sounds like a horrible idea. Let's do it, too.
What?
So tonight at 9:30 on Fox... You've got Wayne Brady hosting their new game show, and I kid you not, it's called Don't Forget the Lyrics.
That's not what it's called.
That's the title of the show.
No, that's not the title.
Don't Forget the Lyrics.
That's you being funny.
Spell it as Singing Bee. Oh, can we come up with anything more clever than that? Let's just go with Don't Forget the Lyrics.
What was wrong with, hey, keep singing when the music that we're playing stops?
Hey,
and you pick it up from there.
Line of the lyric now. It's over. Television's over.
Don't forget the lyrics.
So I'm watching America's Got Talent last night.
Yeah.
And the Singing Bee comes on right after it. And I say, I got to watch this train wreck. If this is the end of television, I might as well watch the last thing that came out of it.
Sure.
And so I'm watching Joey Fat One there, and he's hosting the show, and they have different songs from all different eras. You know, the song's from 1974. It's, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Sweet Home Alabama, or and then you got to finish the lyric.
Okay.
And he picks up a card, and he acts like he doesn't know what's happening on his own show. He's caught by surprise by the fact that this is the next song that the contestant has to sing. Here, I brought you a little piece.
Of course, what they have to spring on me. Very nice what I have to say here. 2000,
NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye. Bye 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 bye
bye. Play in the game for two.
Let me tell you what it was, because I happen to know. It's just another player in your game for two.
Oh, remember back when you had a career,
yeah.
Joey?
Wow.
Yeah, good times. Oh, look what they did to me here. Oh, look what they're making me say.
This is highly uncomfortable.
This song was by NSYNC in 2000.
I was in that band. Hey, is he the same NSYNC guy who was on Dancing with the Stars?
The same.
Wow.
The very same.
Why? They got to quit putting this guy on TV.
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
That is right.
Yeah. It was horrible.
And then, room's starting to spin real fast because of gayness.
That's not enough for a game, so they have to complicate it.
Yeah.
And so they're like, okay, now the last line of a lyric you have to sing will come up on the screen while you're singing the lyrics. However, the words will be scrambled. You need to de-scramble the lyric and sing it perfectly in order to go on to the next round. I was like, you need to you work at NASA to decode what you just asked me to do on this game. Yeah, so anyway, tonight is the Fox version. Wayne Brady hosting over at 9:30 on Fox. Don't forget the lyrics.
He's a total Gaylord. Bingo! Play
still on! Yep. Yeah, I thought bingo was the end of it, but now we're singing.
Wow, that's something.
We pine now for the golden days of bingo on our TV, don't we?
Yeah, here's your television update. And Hillary Duff, apparently, speaking of pining, still hasn't gotten over Joel Madden. She tells the August issue of 17 Magazine. Have you seen her body, though? She's on the cover, like,
I haven't seen her
Women's body. Health or Fitness Magazine or some freaking thing wearing a bikini.
Yeah. Pai Gow.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you just say Pai Gow?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, she's saying she hasn't gotten over Joel Madden.
Okay.
Especially now that Nicole Richie snapped him up. Yeah. Why is he a catch?
Can't figure that out.
17 Magazine interview says she was shocked when she found out after they broke up he started partying and going out. She says while we were together, he hated the nightlife scene.
Right.
I guess I didn't know him nearly as well as I thought. She said she's still looking to settle down and find the right man. She wants the white picket fence, the family, the whole nine yards, and she believes marriage can work.
A lot of people who've never been married have that belief.
Yeah. However, she doesn't believe that veneers can work anymore.
No,
they did what they did to her giant chiclet teeth. Rethinking that. No, apparently she had them shaved down. Have you seen it?
No.
She has.
You get shaved out.
Well, they replaced them or something. She had it altered.
Because grind your teeth down to stumps so they could do anything.
Apparently they blasted the other ones off and put new human-sized teeth on her, so it doesn't look nearly as freakish.
They should have started with those.
I think they put her in a cage with some cedar shavings and just like
a bucket of carrots.
A salt lick to gnaw on, and she just wore it down like an angina bunny. Wouldn't be angina bunny, would it?
No, I don't think so.
No,
it
would be.
What's the other kind of bunny that they make the sweaters out of?
Angora.
Angora. Thank you so
there
much.
There you go.
Angina. Yeah. Angina would be, of course, heart pain.
A weird bunny right there.
Be a bunny with a defibrillator. Today's celebrity birthdays: Lil Kim.
Oh,
she's 32 years old today. Michael Rosenbaum, who plays Lex Luthor over there on Smallville. He is 35. The Smallville, by the way, we don't talk much about it. Still a great show. Very entertaining program on the WB or the C-Dub or whatever the kids are calling it these days.
It's not the C-Dub.
The Qua. That's what they're calling it.
That's what it is, the Qua.
Greg Grunberg from Alias and from Heroes is 41. Scott Schreiner, bassist for Weezer, turns 42 years old today. Lisa Rinna from Melrose Place is 44. Richie Sambora. You say lips like it's a bad thing.
He just yells out body parts now.
Richie Zambora from Bon Jovi's 48. Celia Ward from House. And Once and Again, she's 51 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I'm not an expert on music. That sounded like Oasis, though, to me.
It did to me, too.
New band that definitely wears their Oasis influences on their sleeve. But, of course, Oasis has been dead for many, many years, Kevin, so it couldn't possibly be them.
Right. It's 8:13
on the Kevin and Bean Show. Less than 1 hour from right now, we're going to be looking for you, ladies, if you're 21 or over, single, and want to join us Friday night. It's the Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3 Cruise Harder. We're going to be out cruising the Long Beach Harbor, courtesy of Harbor Breeze's cruise on Friday night with a big after party at the Mai Tai Bar in Long Beach. It's going to be a tremendous night. And ladies, up next, that'll be 1 hour from right now, a little less than that from right now here on the world-famous K-Rock.
You might not recognize the name of this place, the Inn at Perry Cabin in St. Michael's, Maryland. Mm-hmm. But you might recognize it if I told you that it was the one that they filmed Wedding Crashers at.
Oh, okay.
Wedding Crashers.
I know the place you're talking about.
Well, apparently, Michael Jackson stopped by for a stay at that place.
Okay.
Michael Jackson. And there are some questions about some of the things that went on there, and we thought we'd go right to the source. Michael, good morning.
Demo!
How are you today, Michael?
I'm very excellent. How are you, Kevin and B?
We're good. I don't know if you saw the article in the New York Post.
I don't read that trashy tabloid stuff. They lie. They're all liars.
They did say that you were the customer from hell.
Lie.
They said that they were getting calls at 4 a.m., From you yourself, not your people, but you.
Fib.
And you were asking for all kinds of kid food, children's menu items, chicken fingers and the like.
Why do they write all the lies about me?
Well, I mean, I just think you being who you are, not just being famous, but with your history, if all of a sudden you're dialing at 4 a.m. for a Happy Meal, I think people have questions.
Well, that's just craziness. I mean, I have to eat, and I was in my room, and I ordered some room service, so it's just, I don't understand what they're saying.
Don't you have people to call? I mean, isn't it odd that you have to call them yourself?
Well, I think people would think it's normal to make a phone call for yourself for food.
Okay.
If I had people doing it, then people would say, oh, Michael doesn't do anything for himself. So
right,
I can't win.
Oh. No, I understand. That's a legitimate complaint. But you're 50, and you're only ordering off the children's menu, and there's nobody's saying that your kids were there with you. It almost seems like you're ordering that stuff up as bait.
Hold on a second.
Oh.
Room service. Hold on, guys. Room service is here.
Okay.
Okay, let me see. We got Pop Rocks, Lucky Charms, Lunchables, Uncrustables, Sunny D., Fruit roll-ups, Jell-O pudding pops,
jeez,
Flintstone vitamins.
What kind of order is that?
And a case of Smirnoff source water with Kool-Aid. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, hey, Michael,
that last item answers a lot of questions.
That last item you mentioned was source.
Yeah, it's new. It's a new water. It's a new delicious water that makes you hydrated and gives you fluid.
It's actually it's water mixed with vodka. It's water and vodka put together.
What?
And you're mixing that with Kool-Aid, which, again, makes it sound like maybe it's something that you want to give to kids, maybe, even though it's got alcohol in it?
That's horrible. I wish I had known that before I ordered it.
What are you doing with fruit roll-ups, Michael? I mean, it does sound like you're just opening the door to the outside and leaving scraps, hoping children will find their way in.
I'm having a party for some friends. And I want to make sure that everyone gets what they want.
Okay, who are the friends?
You don't know them.
Okay, well, what are their ages?
That is hardly your business. But if you take the fruit roll-ups, and if you wrap it around something, you can play a fun game.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That is a very poor visual.
It's called fruit on the bone.
Oh, no. It just seems like maybe you should be thinking about the trouble that you've been through.
Yeah.
I am thinking about it all the time.
Yeah.
Constantly. It's the only thing I can think about.
Why not invite some grown-ups over and maybe some, you know, some wine and some cheese and crackers, maybe some buffalo wings, maybe some grown-up type food.
Boring.
Okay.
I'd much rather fill my pants with Flintstone vitamins.
Are they?
And play.
And Pop Rocks.
Are they? Dino. Fine Bam Bam.
Are there children in your room right now, Michael, not that aren't yours? Or even that are yours, actually.
In my room?
In any of the rooms that you're paying for.
Define room.
What are you talking about? Define room.
Would the balcony count as a room?
Yes, well, if there's kids there.
If you've got access to
the room, you ask the room.
Oh, for God's sake.
Michael, you got to stop.
What if they're just dangling from the balcony? Would that count?
Are you not going to stop until you get thrown in jail?
I don't stop till the panties drop.
Okay. Wait a minute.
Or the diapers, depending on
Hold on. I thought I heard Omar in there. Do you have Omar with you?
Because that's weird.
Is he spinning records for the party?
It's weird that he would be laughing like that
he
in the background.
He brought the Uncrustable.
He did.
I see. Okay. This is one of the 2 days in the calendar year, one of 2 days only in the calendar year where there are no professional sporting events. Isn't that weird?
None.
Yeah, not one. There's no basketball, there's no hockey, there's no football, there's no baseball. And that's because last night was baseball's 79th annual All-Star Game. Kevin, I know you didn't watch it, but you missed a tremendous game. The American League ended up winning it. They've won, in the last 11 years, they've won 10 and tied 1. So it's been total domination. But it looked bad there at the end with the bases loaded for the National League in the bottom of the ninth inning. But it ended up the AL won. And I know you didn't see it, but I did bring in a couple of things for you that I think you're going to love. Even if you hate baseball, I think you're going to love these things. First of all, The Simpsons all over the All-Star Game last night.
Really? Because
the Simpsons TV show's on Fox, and of course, the Simpsons movie's coming out at the end of the year. And how funny does that movie look?
Oh, it looks
funny
awesome.
As hell. I can't wait.
Have you seen the clip with Homer with the spider pig walking on the roof,
yes.
walking on the ceiling in his house? The spider pig.
Spider pig. Spider pig.
Even Homer getting in the act last night.
Barry Bunn! You know, a smile wouldn't hurt Barry.
Which I very much appreciated seeing somebody call Barry on that. It kind of hurt me. And Psycho Mike, I know you would have been hurt too to see Barry Bunn's, you know, because it's his home field, you know, hailed as a hero. Just nothing but love, nothing but applause. And then the Dodgers get up. Guys like Russell Martin get up and get booed.
Yeah.
That hurt.
No, you don't expect anything other than that, though, in San Francisco, do you?
I know, but you hate to see Barry Bonds have one moment on Earth that he's happy. You know what I mean? One moment on Earth where he's not being pelted with a hypodermic needle just pains me.
Let's let Giant fans celebrate this one moment of this season as they are in dead last by many, many games.
That's true. That does help. But one of the things that I noticed last night, and this isn't just baseball. This is all sports that do it. When they've got a special game, when they've got a Super Bowl or an All-Star game or something like that, it's not enough that it's just a great game and it's your chance to see all the stars. They've got to hype it up to be something even bigger than that. And you know that they do this. The Olympics is famous for doing this too. Yeah. I mean, they have a guy who sits down and just writes the most flowery, absurd, crazy prose you ever want to hear. And then they get the big voice guy with the big music to deliver it. And they try to get you pumped up. They try to get you excited for the game. And here's how it started last night on Fox, just ahead of the All-Star game.
Ideals are like stars.
Okay, now right there.
I'm out.
Ideals are like stars is how it starts. I'm like, just throw out the first pitch.
You will not succeed in touching them with your hands. But like the seafaring man on the ocean desert of waters, you choose them as your guides.
Wait, hold on.
Oh, no.
This is a joke.
What the hell is he talking about?
Last night
you
on Fox.
You made this up.
I did.
Are you kidding me?
The seafaring desert boats with the stars as their what?
And following them, you reach your destiny.
For 78 summers, destiny has brought the stars in alignment. One summer's night, they shine brighter.
They seem closer.
Seeing them gather together forcefully opens the door
of imagination, wonder, and awe.
You understand that
this
I'm not
a
using
Disney show, right?
Yes. I'm not using the stars to navigate to find my way to port. Okay, I'm just sitting down on the couch watching baseball. That's all I'm trying to do here. But geez, oh flip, what are they doing with this?
Anything.
Anything can happen.
That's why we watch each summer with wide eyes, knowing that our heroes are out there. And if we reach far enough, if we believe.
Okay, what's going to happen if we reach far enough, Kevin, and if we believe that our stars are out there?
We have our hands, right.
We can reach our goals?
Let's find out.
We may just be able to touch our dreams.
Oh.
And touch a star. Tonight,
the world's greatest have gathered
to take our part.
Our part.
Our part.
Our part.
In America's.
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 In America's grand game.
Oh, my God. Okay, listen.
That's how they opened it.
Listen.
Awful.
It's baseball. Now, I know that I don't appreciate baseball, and I know there are a lot of baseball fans out there, but even baseball fans have to say, stop that.
Stop that,
seriously.
Right.
You don't need to do that.
So the special event, they had a ceremony as they always do. They always honor an old-timer before an All-Star game. And last night, I mean, it couldn't have been more appropriate, is the great Willie Mays, who's arguably one of the five best baseball players that ever played the game. He played for the Giants. I mean, he is beloved not just in San Francisco but around the world. And they brought him out last night and did a little ceremony. So ahead of the game, they had an interview with Willie Mays where I guess it was – I think it was Junior, Ken Griffey Jr., and either – I think it was either Derek Jeter or Alex Rodriguez. One of them sat down and interviewed Willie Mays ahead of the game. And here's the intro for them describing the interview that was to come with Mr. Mays.
An artist's brush paints a vivid stroke.
Through just his canvas and imagination, he can capture a moment. Only when the artist and his subject truly connect do they call it a masterpiece.
And they're showing like a painting of Willie Mays.
Oh, dear God, shut up. It's baseball.
How about just get right to the game at 5? How about just let Joe Buck start calling the first pitch maybe next time? How about more of that and less of navigating by the stars in my boat
in a desert.
Night?
And they do that with every single sporting event. Remember the Final Four?
Oh, so many hands. Welcome the Final Four competition.
Remember that whole thing? It goes on for an hour about hands?
Yes. Yes.
Remember the World Cup when 900-year-old Jim McKay.
I've spent most of my life traveling the globe.
They have to do that for every big sporting event. They have to make it so much bigger than it is. Shut up.
Why isn't the fact that it's the All-Star game, why isn't that big enough? I mean, like you're saying, is why do you have to overhype it? That's what I don't understand.
It's a, you know, it's a Tuesday night. I'm not touching my dreams. I'm just watching TV.
Watching fat guys run around the bases. That's all I'm doing.
There's no dream touching going on. Stop talking about that.
Melissa Fasher from Corona just picked up tickets to see Korn, Evanescence, and all the acts on the bill. Atreyu, Flyleaf, and more at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater September 2nd. It's Family Values time again in Southern California. Tickets go on sale Saturday at 10 o'clock. Melissa is also eligible for the drawing we do Friday at around 7:15 or so to send somebody to Orlando, Florida, which, by the way, is America's number one vacation destination again this year, to see Family Values tour one more time. So grand prize drawing Friday morning right here on K-Rock.
Thanks for that info, Bean.
Las Vegas, number two.
Did someone ask what number two was?
I'm just saying, in case you're interested.
No one is, clearly.
Zero interest.
Psycho Mike is in the studio with us. He apparently hates people, and I don't know why. We told him to stop hating, but he just won't.
Yeah.
No, that's not the case. Okay. There's a video that you can watch at krock.com right now. You go to the Kevin and Bean page, and it's for the song Brow Down. Now, this was based, basically, we had an intern this past session named Brows. That was his nickname.
Yes.
And he was an Armenian kid, and he was a self-loathing Armenian.
With?
Pretty much.
Eyebrows with a good sense of humor.
Defy the laws of physics. His eyebrows were so big and bushy.
Yeah, it's not possible for them to be the way they are.
Yes.
So you guys went to Glendale to film a video for this song.
Lightning Scorsese, director extraordinaire, took us down to Glendale. To the belly of the beast to make sure that we got, you know, real footage.
Right.
It was very guerrilla. It was very hands-on. It was very raw.
Hold on a second, Mike. They're hairy, but they're hardly gorillas. That doesn't seem like a fair comparison.
That's so silly.
Not what he's saying
so
at all.
So silly. No, I meant guerrilla filmmaking.
At one point, were you standing on top of a table in a restaurant?
I was. There was some... And then I was dancing in front of Baklava World. we went to Glendale Galleria. It was amazing. And I really want to take my hat off to Lightning. He did a great job. I want to thank Browse for bringing out his real Armenian friends.
Yeah, they all have great senses of humor.
Yes, they were great men. They actually brought me a BMW to help things seem more authentic.
Very different from the Armenian guy that threatened to stab you in the heart. Very different.
Yeah, Mr. Boyajian. How could I forget him? But we made this Brow Down video for my song Brow Down, and I personally think it's genius. Lightning deserves some type of an award.
It's very possible this is the last time we're going to be able to play this because all of Psycho Mike's songs are getting ripped from our hands.
Yes.
That is true.
By the censors. So enjoy this. And then if you want to see the video, you go to krock.com, go to the Kevin and Bean page, and you can click right there on the video link.
Okay, bro. How about I unbutton my shirt a little bit, huh? Smoke cigarette? Tell you where I'm coming from. Glendale!
Brow Down!
Glendale's my town!
Brow Down!
I love System of a Down!
Brow Down!
Because I'm Armenian, bro! Covered in hair and jewelry from head to toe! Dracar cologne ingrained in my chromosome! Come to my shop, I give you pager and a cell phone! Jewelry on my arm from the knuckle up! Hop in my BMW and then I buckle up! Cruising through Glendale, smoking cigarettes, looking for my homeboys, bitch, or even better yet, a nice Armenian girl I can flirt with, covered in fur even when the bitch is shirtless. Check my breath, it smells something awful. I should have brushed my teeth after I had that falafel.
Hummus, kebab, shawarma, tabbouleh.
I have to shave my unibrow, it's getting unruly, and shave my back hair to keep it in check. My penis is so hairy that it has a pubic turtleneck. So brow down, Armenian pride, I slick back my hair as I cruise to
the west side, Glendale Galleria. Armani Exchange, gonna get a silk shirt within my price range. Marlboro cigarettes and cologne, gonna go back to my shop and then I'll slang more cell phones. That's right, bro. You know what it's like. Life of Armenian player, huh?
I do, I know.
Hit that chorus one more time.
Brown.
So okay, for good this about that.
Brown.
Nice to meet bro.
Brown.
Me shake a fuck never this show, but can never do this never crazy this the boss.
Nicely done,
thanks, man.
Studio is. I'm sorry.
I was just going to take a really quick phone call from Steve in Burbank. Hi, Steve.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Steve.
I actually just moved recently to Glendale, and I tell you, I play that video at least three times a day. Anytime I feel bummed or anything, I put that on, a big smile on my face.
I see that you played it all day at your 4th of July party.
Yeah, 4th of July, everyone's irritated at me because it was funny the first 10 times.
Yeah,
it
sure.
Was bad, like, the next 20 times.
It's good. We want you to beat people up with it, Steve. That's good, good work on your part.
It was great. I love that thing.
All right, thanks, guys. Just after the top of the hour, we have tickets for Kevin and Bean's Booty Cruise 3.
Oh!
Cruise order.
No.
What?
No.
Oh, that's Lightning.
No one from Silver Lake.
They might be calling from Silver Lake. We can't have them on.
323.
Lightning has...
There. No 323s. No jewelry.
Lightning has no more control over who's coming to the singles party.
Oh, good. 323, by the way. You know who lives in 323?
Everyone.
Smoking hot models and actresses in Hollywood and Silver Lake and Echo Park.
Dude, don't try and answer Lightning's...
Dude, he's straight out of Long Beach, man. You know he's hating. He's hating on anyone who's not Long Beach. You
well,
know
we don't
that.
Need his hateration.
All right, we have,
I agree with you.
We have a male judge, so we're looking for girls 21 or older. If you want to go this Friday, give us a call at 1-800-520-1067. We'll talk to you just after the top of the hour.
It's Kevin and Bean's Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder, first singles party of the year. It's going to be awesome. So please call now, 855. Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Wednesday morning. Ralph, what's going on?
Later today, we should find out what's going on with Nicole Richie. Her trial for her DUI charges is set for today. This, of course, was when she was arrested last December. Cops noticed something was up with her driving. Oh, that's right. She was going the wrong way on the 134.
That kind of stands out.
Yeah, you can't help but notice that.
That isn't good for you.
At the time, she said, oh yeah, I'm on Vicodin and pot. They tested her. And now her defense is saying their drug tests are way off. They're bogus.
Okay.
What so about that whole confession part?
Just confused.
What is about that bogus too?
What about A, confession, and B, going the wrong way on the freeway? Does that all go away?
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see if she shows up, too. She was in Canada with her boyfriend, Joel Madden, the father to her unborn baby, too, by the way.
Found out, by the way, they were the reason Joel Madden and Good Charlotte are in Canada is they're playing a rodeo.
What?
Good Charlotte's playing a rodeo in Calgary, yes.
It's a pretty big deal in Calgary. That Stampede
I'm sure
they have
it
every
is.
Year. It's a massive, massive event. So it's not exactly like they're doing, the Pacoima Fair or something.
Well, yeah, right, but it's not the Staples Center either, though, Ralph, is what I'm saying.
I bet you more people show up for the Stampede in Calgary than it could fit in the Staples Center.
Yeah, you could be right.
It's a massive event up there. Those Canadian Cowboys.
If the event is that big and that good, why would they have Good Charlotte at it?
That's a good point. Too. Let's wait and see. Britney Spears. She's spectacular. The London Sun tabloid has photos of her going to a church service last Sunday with her new boyfriend. No one knows who this older mystery man is yet, by the way. I guess she's trying to rehab her image by showing herself and her boyfriend and her kids going to a Sunday church service. However, it didn't really do her much good, because if you look closely at the photos, you can see that her 10-month-old son, Jaden, is carrying her pack of cigarettes for her.
Oh, my God.
In between his lips.
Oh.
Shut up.
Oh, man.
Britney Spears. What about her?
Reportedly, Jaden's first words were, hey, Mom, got a light? So I'll have to wait and see. Speaking of Britney, Madonna's no longer talking to her. Apparently, she's furious that Britney has forsaken the ways of Kabbalah. She no longer follows that mysterious religion, and so... Madonna has no more room in her life.
Madonna should be thrilled that she's no longer. I mean, with.
Yeah, you don't want her on your
team. With Britney's behavior, I mean, you do not want her speaking for your.
None of this would have happened if she had stayed by the rules of Kabbalah, Kevin.
I guess.
She had her vitamins and did her exercise.
Kept on
got
that.
Got clear, you know.
That's Scientology you're thinking of.
Filled out that personality test, she would have been fine.
That's Scientology, Ralph. That's not the Kabbalah.
Oh, that's right. Scientology is the crazy religion. Kabbalah is the one where they think red string can protect you.
That's
right. That's right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to besmirch the
genius that is Kabbalah.
Right.
Looks like Two and a Half Men star Charlie Sheen is going to get married again.
Great. Excellent.
Good.
How many is this, Charlie? Ralph, you know?
18.
Wow,
18
that's a
marriage.
Lot.
He proposed to his girlfriend, Brooke Mueller, who is a real estate investor. Apparently, the two were on vacation in Costa Rica, and Charlie brought along a ring and presented it to her, and she said yes. I wonder if it had anything to do with the fact that the ring came with a price tag of $500,000.
Oh, my
Dude.
God.
What could that ring be made of for $500,000? It should be like a baby skull or something.
I was going to say people.
Yeah, you got to pay extra for that.
$500,000. Wow.
Nuts. Charlie, by the way, you know, known for his success with relationships. With
nuts.
He's a good bet.
And in a related story, Heather Locklear, who used to be dating, used to be friends with Charlie's ex, Denise Richards.
Right.
But then they stopped being friends when Denise started seeing Heather's ex, Richie Zambora.
Yes.
Got it.
She is now engaged again.
What?
Heather Locklear apparently getting engaged to Jack Wagner, her former co-star from Melrose Place.
They actually seem like a good pair.
Do they?
Well, wait, wasn't she dating David Spade like a month ago?
Yeah. Look.
I think they're just pals. I thought David Spade was just friends. Yeah. Just banging. He's been dated.
It's just like me and Jenny. We're just friends. We go swimming together in the nude, playing hide the sea urchin.
Heather's so in love with Jack that when he suggested they marry, she jumped at the chance, according to Star Magazine. So look for another wedding there.
Dude. Were they a couple back on Melrose Place?
I don't think so.
I think they were, I think they did have a relationship.
Are they the ones who ended up getting married, like, in the finale on the beach or some BS like that?
I think you're right, Bean.
Like, that was
the
happy ending,
that's what happened at the end of that show.
She was on the beach, and she said,
"Rape me."
No, she didn't. Why do you have to be?
What are you talking
horrible?
About?
Horrible. Why?
That wasn't right.
And good news.
Where's the love?
Actor Jesse Metcalf, best known for his role as the hunky gardener on Desperate Housewives. He also starred in John Tucker Must Die, a feature film last year. He's decided to put his acting career on hold. That's the good news. The bad news? It's so he can start working on his music career.
Oh, good.
People.com is reporting that after a stint in rehab earlier this year, Jesse's decided it was time to get to work on his solo album. Excellent. I sing and play guitar, he said. Currently, he's trying to find a producer for the tracks he's been working on. So
he's a total gaylord.
No word yet on when he will be releasing that CD.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Maybe Pete Wentz, and Joel Madden can all get together and collaborate.
Just call it a super group.
Just call it Homo Boy. Today's
like
celebrity birthdays. Oh, speaking of which, I got an email here from Jose. I owe him an apology. I owe everyone an apology, actually, today. Dear Ralph, I'm a huge fan. And I hate to be one of those people complain about you not mentioning a certain celebrity's birthday, but you... No, not one of those. But you neglected a very important one. Maybe you said it in the 6 or 7 o'clock Showbiz Beats, but I didn't hear it at the 8 o'clock one. Today is Rachel Taylor's 23rd birthday.
Oh, yes.
Rachel Taylor, of course, the smoking hot Australian actress who plays the physics genius in the Transformers.
She's a specialist in... alien languages, if they were to communicate with our computer systems.
The woman demands some respect, Ralph. I mean, she did decipher that message that saved us from the Decepticons. K-Rock listener Jose, you're absolutely right. I stand corrected. Happy birthday to Rachel Taylor.
In your defense, she wasn't famous enough to make any of the celebrity birthday lists until this week.
Yeah, more or less.
Right.
That's probably why they don't put her on the big list that I get from these sources, but apparently Jose, watching very, very carefully, was able to pick that up.
She deserves it.
Also celebrating a birthday today, Greg Grunberg, our friend from Alias and Heroes. He is 41 years old today. Michael Rosenbaum, who plays Lex Luthor on Smallville, turns 35. Lisa Rinna.
Flip.
Speaking of Melrose Place, she was on that show for a couple seasons. She's 44 years old today. Most recently, I guess, Entourage, last time we all saw her.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Saw a lot of her, too.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Turtle gets that. Ain't right. Scott Schreiner, bassist for Weezer, turns 42 years old today.
You like the Weezer?
Richie Zambora, speaking of all those other chicks we were talking about earlier, he's connected to all of them somehow. He's 48 years old today. Seal Award is 51. And Bruce McGill, one of my favorite character actors. He was D-Day in Animal House. He's done a lot of work since then. He's 57. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So you're saying it's this Friday we're taking to the water in Long Beach. That's what you're telling me with a couple of hundred K-Rock singles.
Kevin Bean's Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder. These have been typically quite wild.
Yes. For some reason, you get us on the water and all hell breaks
There was
loose.
One time, I can't remember what happened, but there was some kind of a boat that came up and the police said to turn off the music. So we turned off the music and then they came back and said it wasn't the music, it's the noise from the people.
Oh,
remember that?
Because, like, the neighborhood near us or something
know.
Was upset?
These always just go crazy and people get carried off the boat.
Well, they shouldn't have put us in the water, Kevin, if they didn't want us to make waves.
That's what I hear. That's
oh
true.
My God.
And then after that, we're going to go to the Mai Tai Bar with a live reggae band and K-Rock drink specials till 1:30. So that's this Friday night. We are looking for single girls that are at least 21 years old and would like to go with us Friday night.
In the summer of sequels... There's only one sequel that can save your love life. And more importantly, get you drunk. And even more importantly, get you laid. The Kevin and Bean Show presents Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder.
Now, we have a K-Rock Street Team member named Andy who has already been pre-selected. He and a bud are going to be on the boat. He is 26 years old, on the line from Irvine, works as an accountant, and is going to help us find some ladies. Andy, first of all, good morning. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
How you guys doing?
Very good. Thanks, man. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. What kind of ladies are you looking for? What are you going to be listening for as we talk to these people who want to get on the boat with us Friday?
Well, the thing I'm looking for, I can't really see over the phone, so I'm going to have to be kind of smart in the questions asked, because I just want a girl that's actually skinny, not one of those ones that think they are, and they kind of wear stuff that's a little bit
All right, lightning.
You know what's funny? I thought he was actually going with the that's actually got a good sense of humor. Or
Me too.
That's actually skinny, is what he said. Okay, so you're going to be able to pick the girls, all or none. Okay, you can let all of them in, or you can let none of them in.
Yeah, it's up to you. You're the gatekeeper. Now, of course, you're not just selecting for you. You're selecting girls that may not be your type, but you think somebody else might enjoy them. But they'll be a good addition to the party. Let me ask you one question about the form you filled out to send to us before we get to the ladies, and that is, we asked who you'd like to be shipwrecked with on an island if you were ever in that unfortunate situation. Your answer was?
Christopher Walken.
Now, Christopher Walken's a fine actor and a terrific dancer, but why would you want to be on a deserted island with him?
Have you guys ever seen that movie, The Rundown, with The Rock and stuff? And The Rock's a pretty badass dude, but Christopher Walken, I mean, that was pretty much a deserted island, and just the way he owned that island.
The Rundown?
I've never seen that.
No idea what that is.
He may have just been acting, but okay, if that's your answer, then I'll accept that. That's good times.
All right, let's start talking to the girls. This is Kitty. She's 24 years old from Glendale. Good morning, Kitty.
Hi, good morning.
Kitty has a government job, which means basically that she's on break all day.
Pretty damn much, yeah.
And you've been very focused on your job as of late, is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. I've been working and going to school nonstop, so I haven't really had much time to date. So this would be great for me.
Okay.
He's going to ask you a question in a moment. We'll hear from Andy. But let me ask you, Kitty, if there's anything in particular you think is a strong quality you have, something that would make you a valuable addition to Friday night.
I really like to have fun, and I'm one of those girls who's like a geek and a hot girl all in one. I like to pretty much, party, play video games, and,
So you're like Megan Fox in the Transformers that can work on cars.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
There's got to be a few out there.
I'd like to ask a question for Andy. Are you skinny?
Yeah, I'm 5'6". I weigh like 110 pounds. I'm tiny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Andy, is that acceptable to you?
I like it so far. Yes, I do.
All right. Do you have any other questions for her?
If you had to say you look like a one teen pop star, who would it be?
I don't know about teen pop star, but I've been compared to Eliza Dushku a lot.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. Okay.
All right, then.
All right, Andy, you've heard from Kitty for a minute. What do you think? Yay or nay for Friday night?
110 is good with me. She's on.
Okay, so you have a weight limit. All right.
You got it with the scale.
Thank you, Kitty. Bring a single female, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You
gotta
give Andy credit for being super focused. She could be she could be ugly and stupid, but as long as she weighs under 130, he's in.
Yeah.
I'm drunk enough.
If you're drunk enough. Okay, let's go to Angela, 23 years old from Huntington Beach. Good morning, Angela.
Hello.
5'10".
Yes.
Size 6. Oh, I see. Okay, good.
No, I'm 5'10".
Yeah, you're 5'10". Oh. Okay. I don't know why they wrote up size 6. I guess they're...
Well, that's her dress size.
To give some information to Andy about how heavy she is.
A small girl.
I gotcha.
All right, tell us what
tall
you like to do,
small.
Angela.
What do I like to do?
Yeah, what do you do for fun?
I play tennis a lot, and I go golfing a lot.
Lesbo.
I'm sorry.
And how's Palm Springs this time of year, Angela? What happened? Andy,
hello?
Is still there?
Yes.
Oh, Andy's still there. Okay. Andy, do you have any questions for Angela?
I just want to know how long after getting on the boat is it going to take you to get drunk, get wasted?
Oh, I'm a lightweight.
So rather quickly, one shot. Okay.
Yeah. I was kind of shot, and maybe like.
By the way, this might be a good time to bring up. If you're coming to the singles party on Friday night, we know that it's going to be a party. We know it's going to be fun. But there's always that handful of people that are smashed before we leave.
That's a bad idea.
That is bad.
I'm not sloppy.
You could, but there are people. I'm saying you necessarily. I'm saying everybody just take it easy when you get down there because there's going to be plenty of time to drink.
Right.
All right, Andy. What do you think about Angela?
Well, the answer I was looking for, I kind of wanted her to be drunk before she even got on the boat. A little pre-drinking.
Nice.
So.
But lightweight.
We don't like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say she's probably better off getting in the kayak and trying to catch up to the boat.
All right.
He's saying no. He's saying no on the 5'10 tennis player, huh?
Yep.
That hurts. Okay.
All right. Look, we can't save you from yourself. Aaron, 25, Long Beach.
Hey.
How's
it going?
You're on with our judge, Andy, who is from Irvine. You're in Long Beach. What do you do for a living?
I am. Hi, Andy.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I work in sales right next door to Andy. I'm right here in Orange County. I work in sales at Dyer and the 55.
Okay.
Selling medical equipment to hospitals.
Hot.
Yes.
Very hot.
Do you wear like a candy striper outfit to sell it?
Pretty much.
Excellent.
Or less.
Excellent. What does Andy need to know about you to know that he needs to let you on the boat?
Well, I think I'm a great candidate, Andy. I haven't been single in about 4 years. I just hooked up with an ex-boyfriend about 2 months ago, and I'm having a fantastic time being single, and I think the single party would be a lot of fun.
All right. Andy, do you have any questions for her?
I like her, but I just want to ask her one thing. As far as you sell medical supplies, so I'm assuming that's a pretty well-paying job.
I get paid pretty well.
And one other thing, how big of a Kevin and Bean fan are you guys?
How big? What? How big of a Kevin and Bean fan am I? Well, let me tell you. When I heard Brow Down this morning, I was in tears on the freeway. One question though: is there going to be any licking of Lisa on the boat?
Oh,
yes.
It might happen. You never know.
Okay.
Only yes. All right, Andy. Thumbs up or thumbs down on Aaron?
I'm afraid she might be a little bit like kind of groupie. I don't want her spending all the time trying to track you guys down. But she sounds.
All right, we're going to say yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's go to Heather, who's calling from Redondo Beach. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Heather is a psychology grad student.
Hmm. Yeah.
And she's a nanny to pay the bills, and she loves the outdoors.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you going to do with you when you graduate?
I'll be a therapist, like sit on the couch kind of thing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And you like to outdoors. What does that mean? You like to go to the ocean? You like to do what?
Yeah. I just moved up to Redondo Beach. I was living in Huntington Beach, so I like to be near the beach, go outside. During winter, I go up to, like, Big Bear and stuff to go snowboarding.
Okay. Andy, do you have any questions for Heather?
Do you have any DUIs?
No, none.
Oh, he was looking for yes.
Yeah, Andy's...
Yes, I was looking for yes.
I don't want to get pulled over.
Andy has some weird-ass questions.
He does.
We may have picked the wrong judge. Although I kind of like him. He's got his own,
own drummer.
Yeah. He's marching to his own beat.
But
all right.
I question a guy who lacks the confidence to work a woman unless she's already plastered when he meets her. That's the only thing that concerned me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. Heather's going to be the last one we have time to talk to on the air. We'll do more off the air. But what do you think about her, Andy? You like her for the party Friday night?
Heather, do you go to the beach a lot?
I do go to the beach.
She just said that.
She's in.
Awesome.
You hold on.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So the girls that Andy picked, you're coming Friday night. Please bring a single girlfriend also. We're trying to keep the numbers about the same. And we're going to continue. The only way to get them is through the Kevin and Bean Show. And I guess today's Wednesday. So that means we got tomorrow and then a few on Friday. And that's it. Otherwise, we're out. I mean, it's the boat's filling up fast.
You're a curious person, Andy, but you made some good choices. Thank you for talking to us. And we'll see you on Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Bye now. First, though, I am so looking forward to the Simpsons movie, and we got to talk about these Quickie Marts.
I think this is really interesting, by the way, that for years and years and years, I've been telling...
Time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Kevin Amin's What I Do Nephew. You get on the air, you get a prize.
Kevin, I don't know how you're not going to go to this. This sounds like it has you all over. World Series of Football? Yeah, July 17th, which is what, Tuesday, I want to say, Tuesday?
Yep.
It's at the Home Depot Center. You get two games, four great countries represented. Your Los Angeles Galaxy versus Tigres from Mexico. Also, Suwon from Korea, I want to say. This one, Blue Wings versus Chelsea FC. I mean, that is a lot of soccer right there for your money. You can buy tickets now through LAGalaxy.com, or you can win them right now on What It Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. By the way, ask assistant producer Alex to step back in. We're going to need her for one of these calls, too, if you don't mind.
Okay.
World Series of Football. Football not included.
Well, it is soccer. The rest of the world calls it football. But
you got to let it go, Ralph.
We're not the rest of the world, are we?
Let's say,
We're number one.
When did Homer step in? Andrew in Mission Viejo, good morning.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, Andrew?
This one's for Ralph.
Yes, sir.
I didn't watch American Idol, but I got the McFever now. She's on the cover of Stuff magazine.
How about that Stuff layout, huh?
Oh, she's on Stuff.
Jump back.
Really?
That's what I'm saying. Pie gal. She's diabolical in those photos. She is just a stunner.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they look great, and she looks great. So pick it up if you can, because she's getting hotter looking than she was.
Yep.
Well, she doesn't have to be so wholesome now either, because American Idol.
Because she's not an idol, yeah.
She's lost a few pounds. She's toned up. She's
She was fat?
No, not at all. Oh. Not at all. But she's obviously... you know, recognize that she's going to be in the public eye line. She's taking super good care of herself, and she just looks terrific.
I will say that one of the benefits of this job, we've been lucky enough to have, you know, hundreds of very attractive, hot actresses and models and singers and those types in. Catherine McPhee is one of those in person who's so much hotter than she looks in pictures that you never forget her.
The only person I ran into like that was Charlize Theron when she would come in.
Yeah.
You're sort of dumbfounded by her looks because it's almost unearthly how attractive and luminous she is. And Catherine's got the same vibe.
Remember that? Who was the hot anchor from Channel 2 that we had in that you
Lauren
came in?
Sanchez?
No, that you came in. That Ralph came into the room
the
naked.
Blonde.
Remember? Yes. What was her name? She was
Gretchen.
Awesome.
Gretchen Carr.
Gretchen Carr.
Ralph comes in completely naked.
Yeah. couldn't get away with that these days, could you?
I forget how it worked, but I had been drinking that morning, too.
No.
I forget exactly how it worked.
Fantastic.
Those are the good old days when we used to have booze flowing in the office.
Yeah, we used to be able to have fun on the air and do cool stuff. Hey, I'm glad Alex is here. Let's talk to Bethany in El Segundo. It's Kevin Bean's What to Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067. Hey, Beth, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Hi, Lisa Knight.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Good morning. Okay, I would like to say that all the guys that you guys have been picking to pick the girls have been the biggest douchebags ever.
So you're not happy with the judges, the guys that are K-Rock listeners?
Why do you say that?
Here's assistant producer Alex. She's the one who – this is why I asked her to come in, because she's responsible for lining up the guys that you hate.
Alex is awesome. Why don't you just have Alex pick both the guys and the girls? She can ask way better questions.
Because Alex isn't going to be the one looking to hook up with these people on the boat. Well,
I hear that, but the guys you pick to pick the girls.
Give us an example.
By the way, I hate to tell you, are a perfect representation of our listenership.
Let me tell you, Bethany, here's what happens. We get a lot of people who apply. They send in their wacky pictures and funny answers, and I called about 10 guys. Heard back from about 6, was able to speak to 4. And I got to tell you, people in person don't always represent their online profile. And especially someone being a judge, they need to be a little more outgoing.
Right.
And Lightning and I prep them to death. And we help them out, and we get their energy going, and we give them examples of questions. Our last guy, Andy, is actually a really great guy.
I was going to say, 45 minutes ago is what you must be calling about, Bethany.
Yeah, and when...
You mean the date rapist? That guy's the guy you're
vouching for, Alex? Questions. So... when I called him back to, tell him, all the information about Friday, he said, I'm sorry about the questions. I just got nervous. And come on. He's fun. He sent a picture of himself drinking out of a great juice bottle. So I was fine with him.
For a date rapist. All right. One more question, Bethany, and I know everyone's thinking it, so we might as well ask. How fat are you?
Yep.
What? Stop it.
Why do you say that? Oh, because the guy wanted
about the skinny thing. That's why.
Yes.
She's bitter.
So it's the second 100 pounds of her weight.
That's right. Angry.
The first 100 pounds is fine with the guy.
Yeah.
The other two bells that are really kind of.
I mean, are we getting close, Beth? Is that what's going on here?
I'm going to say between 2 and 3 bills.
I can't even come on this trip.
Well, then
anyway.
Why do you care?
Yeah.
I'm going to say between 2 and 3 bills.
Killing me. Even the the girls, like, when they say,
how,
oh, what do you have to bring?
How much do you weigh?
Oh, leave her
Bethany,
alone.
How tall are you?
125.
125.
3 foot four.
4'10".
All right, Bethany, your complaint has been noted. We are doing the very best we can. Thank you for the call.
You know, we should ask to come to our party. Receptionist Janelle.
Oh yes,
because
yes.
She's single, and I was just walking by to have my coffin nail, mm-hmm. And I looked at her. I said, "Here's a beautiful single girl. We should probably invite her onto the boat."
And Nick,
absolutely,
the sign holder.
No, it's,
how do you make
room.
That jump?
Oh, Jesus, sorry. Kevin.
I thought I was going along with you guys.
From the sublime to the ridiculous.
I thought I was going along with you guys.
Like lightning.
Leslie's calling from North Carolina. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning.
What's going on?
Good afternoon for me.
Yeah, it's
sure. Yeah,
9:50 here. What's going on?
Just working, chilling, listening to you guys. This is just the greatest radio station I've ever come across, ever.
My goodness.
Did you stumble across it blindly, or did a friend, did you
slip? Well, a friend helped me out. I actually didn't realize I could use the Windows Media Player to access radio stations, and I was looking for something to listen to, and you guys are listed up under, of all things, Top 40 Music.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's us.
That's good.
The best in Top 40.
And so I clicked on, and I've been here ever since. The music is great.
How long have you had the internets out there in North Carolina? It's pretty new, right? Just this year?
Oh, Bean, stop
it. Hey, we're not that backwoods now.
Yeah, don't listen to him.
Yeah, he's.
We're happy to have you.
Thanks.
Do you have any idea how seldom it is that people stumble across our show and like it?
In Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, it rarely happens.
Leslie, I'm telling you, it's rough.
Because you guys are hilarious.
All right.
Really, thank you. You're very kind.
You're very nice.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I kid, by the way. My family's from North Carolina.
Oh. I didn't know you had family.
Remember this hit song? What are we listening to here?
North Carolina, what's your most popular city? Is it Raleigh, Chapel Hill, or is it some other city? I don't know.
Sing it if you know it.
Tour guide, please tell me where to go. Where to go?
Here, a little tribute to North Carolina.
That's very nice.
Nice. That's sweet.
Ozzy in South Central LA. Good morning.
How you doing? What it do, baby blue?
What it do, Ozzy?
What's happening,
morning,
Ozzy?
Good morning, Nicole Lisa.
Good morning.
What's going on?
I have to say, I'm the biggest Simpsons fan in the world.
That's pretty tough competition. There are a lot of huge Simpsons fans.
Says 40 of my Simpsons tattoos that I have all over my body.
You have yikes. 40 tattoos?
Of the Simpsons, yes.
Wow.
I have. Well, tell them.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have Wilma.
You have Wilma? Huh. She's a Flintstone. I think you're mistaken.
I think he's cutting out. I think his phone's cutting out.
Is Wilma one of Marge's sisters?
No.
He cut out. I don't
think he said Homer.
I think it's Homer.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
But now he's gone.
He's got 40 Homers, apparently.
He's looking for his tattoos.
Yeah, well, Marge's sisters are Thelma and...
Louise,
no.
How about a little less time on buying tattoos, a little more time on buying a phone that works? How about that, Ozzy?
What did he call it? Axe about?
Let's go
just,
to...
Just
a big fan, I think, yeah.
Big fan, can't wait. Jay in Santa Ana, good morning.
How's it going, guys?
Very
morning.
Good, thank you.
Hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hey, I was calling. I don't know if you guys remember that Trapped in the Closet video.
Do we remember?
We love it.
It was the most important video of our lives.
Mine as well, my friend. Chapters 13 through 22 coming out this month.
How exciting is that? I cannot
actually,
wait.
Actually, it's next month, August 21st. The rays from the sun wakes me. I'm
stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me. First chapter.
Then a voice yells, good morning, darling.
First line.
First chapter. Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't you. Now I've got this dumb look on my face, like, what have I done? How could I be so stupid to be having laid here till the morning sun? I lost the track of time. Oh, what was on my mind? From the club went to a home. Didn't plan to stay that long. Here I am, quickly trying.
And then it goes on for about 22 other chapters.
Yeah, and don't forget about the midget.
There's a midget. There's people with there's gunfire. Everybody has a weapon. It's good times.
I hope in 13 through 22, the upcoming chapters, he addresses that leaky faucet in the background. I wish they would fix that.
All right. Yeah, we can't wait for that. Believe me, the second we get a hold of new R. Kelly music, we'll be playing that one for you. I want to thank all of our many, many guests on today's Kevin and Bean Show. And, of course, I'm referring to the great Harvey Lovin.
Lovin?
Or Lovin.
Thank you, Mike. That's what I was looking for. From TMZ.com, our entertainment news source. Tomorrow, though, a huge Kevin and Bean Show. Am I right?
It's Ralph Harmon and Harvey Lovin.
Lovin, yes.
Yeah, sure.
Tomorrow we have Bear Grylls. He's Man versus Wild.
He's awesome.
On the Discovery Channel.
He eats anything.
He will eat anything.
It's not just that. I mean, it's not just the crazy stuff he eats. That would be hard for us. It's just that he seems to know from his training with special forces, he seems to know how to stay alive in any environment. I mean, put me out in some place. I'm not going to know how to build anything or make shelter or catch anything. I mean,
Move.
He knows how to do it all.
Sit up.
Bean would just lay down and whine yeah. to death.
Oh, it's so natural out here in nature. I hate it. Why can't it be more paved?
Where's my TV?
I will tell you that my wife loves the show because there's not a single episode where he doesn't take most of his clothes off to. For some reason, that's part of the survival that he has to do is to be naked.
Yeah. Also, tomorrow, what would you do if you had a dead hooker in your bathtub? That's tomorrow morning. We have Gerald Pauly. The Reverend Speaker Gerald Pauly.
Reverend's back?
He's got a message to us from God.
Well, it's about time.
Apparently, God very happy with the Kevin and Bean show. God needs to talk to the management of this radio station,
yeah,
too, by the way.
He's not just talking to John Lennon and Kurt Cobain anymore, right? He's hearing from the big man.
Yes. About our show.
Shaq?
Wow.
No.
If you want to do a little research, a little recon before the interview tomorrow, we do have a website address you can go to.
voicesfromspirit.com/V21 mm-hmm. /links.htm.
Reverend, good idea.
We know you will find it of interest. These are incredible, absolutely incredible times.
I look forward to the update.
We need to ask them tomorrow if they've had time to get a different website, because that one is not particularly easy to follow.
They added a little bit to the new website.
Plus, tomorrow is the second to last day. We're going to give away tickets for the Kevin and Bean Booty Cruise 3, Cruise Harder. We've got your tickets tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
I'm really looking forward to Friday.
Me too. I love
these. It's been a while since we had one of these, and I think it's going to be a good time.
Oh. I get it.
Oh. All right, everyone, hand in your hymnals.
That's my doorbell. My 10 o'clock is here, so I gotta go. Cat Corbett is up next with 40 minutes
nonstop. Take this, all of you, and eat it. This is my body.
Rage Against the Machine, Green Day, New Smashing Pumpkins, Everlast, Rise Against, and more, right after this on Good Old K-Rock.